Calgary Flames Radio is on the road on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Puck drop is getting closer. Let's hear from Derek Wills and Peter Loubardias from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Setting up tonight's game on the home of the Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bonsoir et bienvenue au Centre Bell à Montréal for the first of back-to-back battles between the 18-21-3 Calgary Flames and the team that they're chasing for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division, the 18-12-9 Montreal Canadiens. I'm Derek Wills alongside Pat Steinberg. Unfortunately, our broadcast partner Peter Loubardias is still in COVID protocol and won't be able to join us tonight, but hopefully Lou will be back soon here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, on sportsnet.ca/960, on the Flames, NHL, Sportsnet, and Radio Player Canada apps. And on your smartphone or smart speaker, just say, play Sportsnet 960. Well, on Saturday night, the Flames snapped their season-long four-game losing streak with a decisive 5-0 shutout victory over the Oilers. And then last night, the Flames started a winning streak with an impressive 3-2 overtime triumph over the Maple Leafs. Tonight, the Flames will try to stretch their winning streak to a season-long three games with a win in the first of back-to-back games against the team that they're chasing for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division, the Canadiens. And, Pat, whether you want to call tonight's tilt a must-win or a can't-lose, sitting 6 points behind the Habs, who also have three games in hand, the bottom line is the Flames probably have to win at least four of their final five games against the Canadiens in the nine-game season series to keep their flickering Stanley Cup playoff hopes alive. And that starts with a win and what is a proverbial four-pointer tonight.
Oui, tu as raison. The Flames need to win this game. And the reason why I say can't lose is because even if you, it's just a stupid thing I'm saying, but the reason why I say that is because if you win this game, great. But then the next one is a must win, and the one after that against Montreal is a must win. Whereas I feel like you lose the first one of five against Montreal, you don't plant that seed of doubt. And that is what I think is important, is just planting that little bit. Right now, Montreal's feeling very comfortable. Six up, three in hand. I don't think Montreal's sweating right now. You win, you're already 3-1 against the Habs this year. All of a sudden, you've won, what, 4 of 5 against them, and you start to get them thinking, okay, well, what about this Flames team? Are they going to be able to get any closer? So I think planting the seed of doubt to a Habs team that has lost 3 of 4 and that has not had a lot of success against the Flames is important. So that's why I think I lean more towards you can't lose this game, because regardless of what happens, you need to keep winning. But if you win this one, you start to plant that little plant in the back of their mind.
Well, not only do you plant that seed of doubt with the Canadiens, what I think you also do is water that seed of belief.
Look at this
analogy. That has started to sprout in the Flames. Listen, a 5-0 shutout victory over the Oilers on Saturday, a very impressive 3-2 overtime triumph over the Maple Leafs last night, and all of a sudden it feels like this team's got at least a little bit of belief and a little bit of confidence and a little bit of momentum. Three intangibles they've had a hard time really bringing with them through this 2021 season.
Well, and what I think if you're a Flames fan, you're hoping for tonight is that they play the same way they played the last two games. Kind of felt like after that break, remember, they had an unscheduled break in their season last week due to the ongoing situation in Vancouver. So they came back on Saturday after getting three practice days in and 4 days without playing, and they just looked like a looser bunch. They were 8 back of a playoff spot, and I think there's a pretty good chance there is a mental shift that said, okay, we're back. Everybody thinks we're out of it. Let's just play loose. Let's play with house money. And they did that against Edmonton, and it worked. They played a really good game, and they win 5-0. I still thought they played loose last night against Toronto, but they played loose in a good way. Their details were still strong. Their execution was still strong. But take a look at how that celebration looked when Johnny Gaudreau won the game in overtime. That just looked like a team that was having fun again. So what you're hoping is that this situation, with higher stakes it feels like, and actually something that feels like it's on the line, it doesn't get in their head too much, and they can still play with that same feeling that they've got house money.
And you could see how happy the guys were to win that game for Milan Lucic. It was his 1,000th career NHL game. He finished a goal away from a Gordie Howe hat trick. He had an assist. He had a fight. Played a heck of a game for the Flames against the Maple Leafs last night. And, you know, the Flames are 6 points behind the Canadiens going into tonight's game. But this is the first of a back-to-back, and it's the start of a stretch of five out of 7 games against the one team they have to catch and pass in the fight for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division. So, hypothetically speaking, Pat, best case scenario, the Flames win tonight in regulation, they win Friday in regulation, and all of a sudden, what was an 8-point deficit going into last night's game against the Maple Leafs becomes a 2-point deficit. So, a lot has to happen between now and the end of this game and the end of Friday's game, but it's right there for the taking. If the Flames can win the next two games in regulation time, all of a sudden, what was pretty bleak-looking playoff picture starts to look a little bit better, doesn't it?
Now, they'll have to do something that they have yet to do all year long, and that is win four consecutive games. But what better time to do it than when your season is truly on the line? We know they're going to ride Jacob Markstrom between now and when things... If it gets to that point where they don't have a chance, where the reality sets in that they're not going to go to the playoffs, I think you're going to see a steady dose of Markstrom until then, including in this one tonight.
And who we will not see in tonight's game is Carey Price, who will miss his fifth straight game. He's listed as day-to-day with an undisclosed injury, so he's out. Ben Sherratt is out. He'll miss his 15th game with a fractured hand. Brendan Gallagher is out. He'll miss his fourth game with a fractured thumb. And former Flame and soon-to-be the Canadian Eric Gustafson will miss his second straight game. He's still in COVID quarantine. So this is a Habs team that's a little bit beat up right now and potentially ripe for the picking.
They do get one boost, and I think it's more of a mental or emotional boost. Joel Armia has not played since March 20th. He was the player that went on the COVID list when Montreal's season got shut down. He returns tonight, and just knowing that, you know, he did not have severe COVID symptoms, but he had to go a long time out of the lineup, and he had to isolate for quite a while there. Getting him back in the lineup, I think, could be a big boost for Montreal.
Well, something else that could be a challenge for the Canadiens in their final 17 games, they'll play them in 28 days. The Flames have 14 games left. They'll play them in 33 days, so a much more compacted schedule for the Habs. We'll see if that potentially has an impact on this playoff race in the Scotia North Division. Something else the Flames could have going in their favor, strength of schedule. They have the easiest remaining schedule in the North Division. Their opponents have a 528 point percentage. The Canadiens, the fourth hardest schedule in the Scotia North Division. Their opponents with a 549 point percentage. So lots, if you're a half glass full gal or guy, lots to potentially hang your hat on as we get set to start a two-game miniseries between the Flames and the team they're chasing, the Canadiens. And as we get set for puck drop at Bell Centre in Montreal, let's introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Daryl Sutter's Flames. At forward, Elias Lindholm between Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Tkachuk. On defense, the captain, Mark Giordano, paired up with Chris Tanev. And in goal, it is Jacob Markstrom. And starting forward, Dominique Ducharme's Canadiens up front, Philippe Dano between Tomas Tatar and Paul Byron. On the back end, Joel Edmondson paired up with Jeff Petrie, and in net, it is Jake Allen. Tonight's starting lineup's brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. The on-ice officials for this hockey game, the referees are Eric Furlatt and Brad Meyer, the linesman Kiel Murchison and Mark Tkachuk. Starting goaltenders in this game for the Flames, it is Jacob Markstrom getting his fourth straight start, and he has been outstanding head-to-head versus the Canadiens this season. 3-0-0 with a shutout, a 0.67 goals against average, and a .975 save percentage in three games. At the other end, it is Jake Allen getting his fifth straight start with Carey Price out and day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. Been a bit of a struggle for him in the last four games. He's 1-3-0 with a 3.30 goals against average and an .880 save percentage. Just about set for puck drop at Bell Centre in Montreal. The Flames with their white retro jerseys on will move from left to right in your radios in this opening period. The Canadiens with their bleu, blanc, et rouge home jerseys on will move from right to left. The puck's on the ice and we are underway with the first period of play in Montreal. Here's Gaudreau with a quick shot that he sails wide of Allen's net. And now Tkachuk tries to feed it out in front of Gaudreau. Ends up bouncing back to the right point to Tanev. And he'll play the puck in deep before it's picked up by the former Flame Byron, who clears it down the ice and will now catch up to it in the Flame zone and shoot. That shot gets blocked by Tanev, though. And now the Canadiens, Petrie, will drop it in behind Markstrom's net. Tkachuk waiting for it. He'll leave it behind for Tanev. Takes his time setting up the breakout behind Markstrom's net. And now skates it up the middle of the ice. Canada crosses blue line, has his pocket picked by Josh Anderson, but Giordano whacks it away from him, and the puck ends up sliding into the Canadian zone. Here's another former Flame, Brett Kulak. Sends the puck out to center. Jonathan Drouin scoops it up and skates it in and drops it. Anderson shoots off the crossbar. Josh Anderson wires one over the glove hand of Jacob Markstrom and right off the iron. Puck loose at the Flames blue line. Jesperi Kotkaniemi tries to keep it in but can't. And we've got an offside call. 1 minute and 9 seconds into the opening period. Great chance for Josh Anderson there, Pat.
Dylan Dubé in the neutral zone just outside his own blue line needs to get that puck and chip it off the sideboards. He doesn't, gets picked off, and Anderson, the trailer on the play, absolutely wires it. I think he left a dent in the iron.
Canadians will dump the puck beyond the Flames net. Markstrom wristed up the far boards to Milan Lucic, who played in his 1,000th regular season NHL game last night. Puck ends up deflecting off of Yusuf Valimaki's stick over the glass and out of play. And speaking of those two guys, Lucic setting up Valimaki for the game's opening goal last night. And it was quite a night for Milan Lucic. Became the 355th player, 352nd skater in NHL history to play in 1,000 games. And recorded his 538th career point, an assist on that Yusuf Valimaki goal. And got in his 79th career fight, a good one, with Scott Sabourin in the Flames' 3-2 overtime victory over the Maple Leafs. There's a shot from the right point. It's easily gloved by Markstrom, and he'll hold on. And Jacob Markstrom, a player who was easily the most Flames' most valuable player in the first 13 games of the season, had a tough 15-game stretch, but the last two have been good for the Flames' number one goaltender. Let's see if he can continue his hot streak and his success versus the Canadians this season tonight. Here's Joel Armia with a shot that misses Markstrom's net. Now Lucic will pick the puck up, skip it off the boards and out to center. Big hit out at the red line as Shea Weber steps into Joachim Nordstrom, and Nordstrom got the worst of that collision. Michael Backlund in there with a forecheck for the Flames. Will rim the puck around to the near boards. Michael Stone races in to keep it alive. Stone winds and fires a shot, and that hard slap shot goes right into the gut of the goaltender, Jake Allen, who seemed to be a little handcuffed making that save.
Well, Michael Stone's shot will catch a lot of goalies off guard, especially if they don't remember how hard Stone can shoot it. Remember, he's just getting back into the lineup, but when he gets open space like he had there and he can step into a slap shot, hardest shot on the team, one of the hardest shots in the NHL. That time, Allen was ready for it.
Got to correct myself. Sometimes it's tough calling games off a monitor, especially when they've got close-up shots on our screen, but that was not number 6 Shea Weber that hit Joachim Nordstrom. It was number 61 Xavier Ouellette. Milan Lucic had some words with him afterwards. Flames to get the puck deep into the Canadian zone. Here's Josh Levo. He shoots. That shot gets blocked, and now Corey Perry will pick the puck up and play it up the right wing side. And now it's slid into the Flames zone by Eric Staal, and Perry will pick it up and try a shot, but it's off a body and wide to the near corner. Brett Ritchie will leave it in behind the net for Stone. He tries to clear but can't. Now it's scooped up along the fireboards by Arturi Lekkinen. He has the stick lifted and the puck stolen by Levo. Slides it across to Stone and he'll shoot it in behind the Canadiens' net. Allen will stop it and drop it for Shea Weber. Wearing the C on his jersey for the 9th season in his 16 as a National Hockey League player. 6 for the Predators, 3 for the Canadiens. And he's been a rock on the Habs' blue line this season. Here comes Monahan out to center. Sean Monahan, who snapped a 12-game goalless streak with the game winner in the Flames' 5-0 victory over the Oilers on Saturday. Gets it in deep. Flames can't hold it in those. It ends up popping out to center. And Andre Mangiapane will pick the puck up and drop it back to Giordano. He moves it up the middle of Monahan. He makes a hard pass. Mangiapane busts through. Gets a backhand shot off. And he's stopped by Allen.
And Andrew Mangiapane, who looks up, utters a four-letter bomb, just couldn't catch up to that puck. A great pass through the seam, through two defenders. Mangiapane on his backhand just missed it. He reached for it, corralled it right at the last second, but by that time it kind of run out of room on Jake Allen. Got a backhander away. Allen still had to be sharp, but Andrew Mangiapane busting through the Montreal defense for an opportunity.
It's been an offensive zone draw. Rasmus Anderson with a rising wrist shot, easily gloved by Allen, who will hold on. It's been a tough go for Rasmus Anderson. Not only offensively, he's pointless in 11 and goalless in 25 coming into this game, but defensively there have been some hiccups, but reunited with his old partner, Noah Hanifin. And Daryl Sutter told you this morning he really liked the Flames' top four in that 3-2 overtime victory over the Maple Leafs last night.
Really liked those top two pairings of Anderson and Hanifin, and then obviously he's leaning a lot on Giordano and Tanev. What I like about the Flames early on, shot mentality. That's another thing that Daryl Sutter is very, very adamant about. Another faceoff win.
Lindholm back to Tkachuk, but leaves the left point. Hanifin with a shot, again, right into the gut of the goaltender, Allen. But Calgary has five shots to Montreal's two as we approach the four-minute mark of the first period. A scoreless one at Bell Centre in Montreal. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Flames.
Keep winning those faceoffs and getting those shots. Maybe a little more traffic. Allen's been able to see all of these, but there's nothing wrong with forcing more ozone faceoffs and forcing Montreal to be in their own zone.
And another offensive zone draw. Backlund to Hanifin, who shoots and scores! Noah Hanifin launches a rocket from the left point and puts the puck into the top corner of the Canadiens' net. The Flames strike first. They've got a 1-0 lead.
So they needed a good start, and they got one. And what are we talking about? Clean faceoff wins, pucks on net. That time there was some traffic as Nordstrom was in front, as was Montreal's Romanov. Hanifin puts it through traffic. I don't know if it touched anybody, but it definitely beat Jake Allen clean for Noah Hanifin. He's started to roll offensively. That's his fourth of the season.
Snaps a 13-game goalless streak, but you're right, Pat. He's been producing lots of points. He's got 11 points in 19 games since he snapped a 16-game pointless streak. So from ice cold to relatively hot in a hurry for the Flames, number 55. And they've got the first goal, which is important. The Flames 14-5-2 in 21 games when scoring first. Only 4-16-1 in 21 games when their opponent scored first. Got the game's opening goal before the five-minute mark. It is Calgary 1, Montreal nothing at Bell Centre. Got a fight for the puck in the neutral zone. Nordstrom digs it free. And now Stone leans into a shot, a high, hard one. Blocked over the glass by Allen. And the Flames continue to have that shooting mentality you were talking about, Pat. Clearly, that's a big part of Daryl Sutter's game plan in this game against the Canadiens tonight.
And I think that's part of his game plan in most games, Derek. Like, he's all about shot volume. He's all about winning that shot attempt battle. It's just been very pronounced here in the last 2 or 3 minutes for Calgary. A lot of face-off wins, a lot of clean entries, and putting pucks on net.
When you keep winning offensive zone face-offs, it's a lot easier to have a shooting mentality. They win another one here, but too cleanly as the puck goes right between Giordano and Tanev, and the Flames have to chase it back to their blue line. Lindholm will give it to Tkachuk, who drops it to Lindholm, and he'll rip the puck in behind Allen's net. Petrie grabs it, moves it up the middle. And now Dano will leave it far side for Tatar, who does some dangling to get away from the forechecking Tkachuk. And now drops the puck back to Petrie. Jeff Petrie tied for the team lead in points this season. He's got 30. So does Tyler Toffoli. Petrie, one of four defensemen that either leads his team or is tied for his team's lead in points this season, along with the Red Wings' Philip Ronick, the Senators' Thomas Chabot, and the Lightning's Victor Hedman. So it's been quite a season for Jeff Petrie. Face off to Allen's left. The Flames win it. Stone with a shot, blocked by Tatar. And the puck comes back to Joel Edmondson, who can't clear it out. It's going to roll right towards Allen's net, and he sticks the puck into the far corner. Lebo picks it up there. Lebo stick handles and shoots off the shaft of Richie's stick and wide of Allen's net. Flames have the Canadiens hemmed in again. Tatar will take over and behind the net. Backhand to pass up the near boards to Edmondson. Joel Edmondson leads the NHL with a plus 29 rating this season. Incredible. Flames after the puck of the Canadiens' blue line, but they get called offside with now 14:21 to play in the opening period. Calgary out shooting Montreal 8-2. Great start for the Flames. They've got the game's only goal. Noah Hanifin has his fourth of the season. He scored it at 3:58 from Michael Backlund, and it is the Flames 1 and the Canadiens nothing.
You wonder where this game goes if Josh Anderson doesn't ring that thing clean off the crossbar early. Since that time, Calgary's really started to get their game going.
Well, Pat, if the Flames are going to get back into the playoff race in the Scotia North Division, they're going to have to play some really good hockey down the stretch. And let's be honest, they're probably going to need more than their fair share of puck luck, which they haven't had for most of the season. Maybe things will even out for them a little bit. Puck back in the Canadian zone to Captain Weber. Works it up the middle to Drouin. The stick handles across the Flames line. Turns to the near boards and shovels it across the ice. Weber locks it and shoots. And Markstrom makes the save. And now Kulak centers it in front. Anderson trying a shot. Good work by Mangiapane to tie up his stick, though. And here comes Dubé the other way. Dylan Dubé will chip the puck and chase it in beyond the Canadiens' net. And he gets tied up there by Weber as Drouin will skip it out to center ice ahead to Anderson. Josh Anderson had the game-winning goal in his team's 4-2 victory over the Maple Leafs on Monday night. Flames were certainly cheering for the Leafs in that one. Big win for the Canadiens, who snapped a three-game losing streak. Here's Lekkonen at center. He'll fire the puck into the far corner. Giordano grabs it, turns, and plays it up the far boards to Lucic. It ends up hopping away from him and to Backlund, and he'll tap the puck to Tanev, who slips it up the left wing side to Lucic. They'll give it to Nordstrom, who bats it out of the air, back to Lucic, and the Flames get called for knocking the puck down with a high stick. So we've got a stoppage in play, and we will step away at Bell Centre in Montreal. What a shot by Noah Hanifin. Just before the four-minute mark, the Flames defenseman has open scoring in Montreal tonight. Calgary with a 1-0 lead. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Traffic for Fish Creek Nissan. The My Choice sales event is on. Choose from up to $1,500 in bonus cash, an interest rate reduction of up to 2%, or prepaid maintenance. Visit fishcreeknissancalgary.com.
Got an incident going in Bow Trail in the southwest. This west of 26th Street on westbound Bow across from the Shaganapi Golf Course near the C train. They have westbound lanes narrowed. Officers in the area turning into a slow go on Bow. And in the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura.
Earn PC Optimum points exclusively at Esso and mobile stations. Fill your tank, fuel your points at over 2,000 Esso and mobile stations.
Alpine Credits.
You're the approved guy, right? I say I own my home, you say...
Approved.
Ah, love that. I'm looking to combine my credit card bills into one simple payment. I own my home.
Yeah, approved.
Next question. Can you babysit my kids? I own my home.
Approved?
Yes. Pack up, boys. You're staying at Uncle Alpine's.
Sweet. Let's go.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
And we'd probably babysit your kids if you'd only just ask.
Alpine Credits.
Some conditions apply.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
This season, we partner with ATB Financial, who bring us Flames Roundup highlights twice a week. Every Monday and Friday, Pat Steinberg puts together Flames highlight packages that are available on Twitter, Facebook, and on our website, sportsnet.ca/960. Flames Roundup highlights are brought to you by ATB Financial. Bank digitally. It's simple, safe, and guaranteed. Well, Noah Hanifin might be featured on the next edition of the Flames Roundup highlights, brought to you by ATB Financial. He's got the game's only goal with a howitzer from the left point that beats Jake Allen clean. It's the Flames 1 and the Canadiens nothing, with now a little less than 13 minutes to play in the first period at Bell Centre. Barry will shoot the puck in behind Markstrom's net. The goaltender out to get it. Lifts it high off the glass. Not out. And now Lucic will pick the puck up and clear it out to center. And from there, Backlund will bat it in behind the Canadiens' net. Alex Romanov back to get it. Takes a hard hit from Nordstrom and can't clear it out. Backlund holds it in. Whips one towards the net, but it's knocked down to the doorstep. And the Canadiens lock it in. Will clear the puck out to center. Here's Giordano back in Flames territory. His team is changing. Him and Tanev will play hot potato. As Tanev gives it back to Giordano, who drops it off to Tkachuk. Just to handle across the red line, and now the Canadiens' blue line. Tkachuk forced into the far quarter by Edmondson. Gets hit and knocked off the puck. And now Romanov will take over from behind the net. Elias Lindholm going to the bench. A little shake it up. Not sure what happened to him. It was behind the play, but definitely in some discomfort as Kent Kabelka has a look at him. Lane will dump the puck into the Canadian zone. Edmondson takes over in the near corner. Bounces it off the boards. Nick Suzuki trying to clear the zone cap, but Tyler Toffoli will. Toffoli's been a fantastic addition for the Canadiens this season. One goal away from his fifth career 20-goal season. Leads the team with 19. Canadiens will get it in deep. Here's Dano. Trying to play at right point, but nobody's home. And now we've got a foot race for it. Brett Kulak racing back. Can't clear it out. Derek Ryan will hold it in. He drops it. Leva with a shot, but it's blocked by Kulak. Back to the right point. Stone with a shot that gets knocked away in front. And now Dano will take over behind his net. Play it to Petrie. He slides it up the fireboards, not out. Puck held in left point by Giordano. The captain will flip it in behind the net to Ryan. Tries to bounce it up the near boards to Levo, but Tatar picks off the pass and leaves it in behind the net for Petrie. Petrie returns it to Tatar, who gives it back to Petrie. He'll slide it up the left wing side. The Canadians finally come out with it. But Kulak turns it over at the Flames line. Here comes Dubé the other way. Dubé darting in. Gets a weak shot away, but it's fought off by Allen. And here's Mangiapane. Back to the right point to Anderson. Anderson will slide it in behind the net to Dubé. He turns into the far corner and leaves it behind the net for Mangiapane. Mangiapane protecting the puck from Weber. Plays it left point to Hanifin. Hanifin. Far boards to Monahan. Monahan will slide it down low to Dubé. Dubé has the puck whacked away by Kulak, but the Canadians again can't clear it. And now it comes back to the former Flames defenseman Kulak, and finally he's able to shovel the puck down the ice. Here comes Monahan out of the Flames zone and out to center. Slides it up the right wing boards to Anderson, who shoots the puck behind the net. Ends up rooming around up the far side over to Stahl, though, and they'll clear it out. And then Nordstrom will pick it up and backhand it right back in. Nordstrom goes flying in there with a forecheck, finishes a body check on Romanov. As Perry will pick up a loose puck to give it to Romanov, who slides it out to center to Lekkonen. Lekkonen moves it rink wide over to Stahl, and the 36-year-old will shoot it in behind the Flames net. Puck ends up getting shot over the glass and out of play. The Habs want a delay of game penalty on the Flames captain here. We'll see if they get one.
Gio doesn't think they should. He is yelling at the officials, and they are going to huddle right now. Elias Lindholm still on the bench. We saw him leave in some discomfort. We'll find out about the penalty when we come back, Derek.
Now we'll take a break with the Flames still out in front of the Canadians in what is either a must-win or can't-lose game, depending on who you talk to. But Noah Hanifin has the game's only goal, his fourth of the season, just before the four-minute mark, and it is the Flames 1 and the Canadians nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Got an incident going in Bow Trail in the southwest. This west of 26th Street on westbound Bow across from the Shaganapi Golf Course near the C train. They have westbound lanes narrowed. Officers in the area turning into a slow go on Bow. And in the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura.
Celebrate the Lexus F-Sport event and lease a Lexus UX with F-Sport credits of up to $1,000. Visit LexusCalgaryArea.ca.
If you're on the drive home or working from home, Sports Drive at 5 is a must. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat Steinberg has inside hockey with all the need-to-know information from around the league. If it's the big breaking story, it'll be on Inside Hockey. On the air, online, on the Sportsnet app, and always on your smart speaker. The big story and the big names in hockey are on Inside Hockey. For Calgary Co-op, Calgary's is the only family of products curated for the tastes of Calgarians. And you'll only find them at Calgary Co-op. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary's only all sports radio.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
1-0 Flames lead the Canadians at Bell Centre in Montreal. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Pat Steinberg.
Just one other game going on right now. It's also in the North Division. It's also in the first period and tied 1-1. Jets and Senators in the first period right now. One final score. Wild beat the Coyotes 5-2.
A couple of quick updates for you. No delay of game penalty against the Flames, Mark Giordano. And we got to look at what happened to Elias Lindholm. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. Puck to the left point to the Flames captain, who fires one over top of Allen's net. Hannibal sneaking off the right point. Pick it up. Knock it down low to Tkachuk. Leaves it for Gaudreau. And he'll return the puck to Tkachuk. Dano lifts his stick and steals it. Now Gaudreau will knock the Canadiens forward down. And him and Tkachuk are in there looking forward on the forecheck for the Flames. Tkachuk will knock it free for Gaudreau. He centers. Lindholm shoots and just misses the net. A great chance for Elias Lindholm to make it 2-0. Now Lindholm after the puck in the far corner. Steals it from Dano. Backhands a pass to Gaudreau in the corner. Gaudreau to Lindholm, back to Gaudreau in front. Tkachuk trying to get a stick free to shoot, can't, as Edmondson takes the puck away, and the Canadians will clear it down the ice. And speaking of Joel Edmondson, as we've got an icing call here on the Habs, he ended up hitting Elias Lindholm kind of behind the play in the middle of the ice, Pat. How would you describe that to body check?
Well, it was kind of Elias had come off the bench and was skating to the neutral zone and occupying completely away from the puck, occupying the same spot of ice as Edmondson. They made contact, and Edmondson kind of just shoved him down to the ice, and that's what Lindholm was not happy about. Great work by Matthew Tkachuk on that last chance, by the way, battling down low.
Back to the right point, Stone. Fired to me on the Canadiens' net. Ritchie taps it into the far corner to Ryan, who plays at left point, and now Alamaki with a shot that's fought off by Allen as the puck's lifted off the glass, and out to center ice for the Flames. They're going to bring it right back in, led by Levo. Levo into the near corner to Ritchie. Ritchie drops it. Levo shoots it, and Allen squeezes up along the near goal post to keep the puck out, but it's been a bit of a shooting gallery in the opening period at Bell Center in Montreal tonight. The Canadians being outshot by the Flames 10-4 in this hockey game, and it's Calgary 1 and Montreal nothing so far.
And the attempts even more so in Calgary's favor. They've done a really nice job. We talked about that shot mentality. They're forcing Ozone faceoffs. They're forcing Montreal to be on their heels. There's a really good game plan, especially on the second half of back-to-back.
A little bit more than 8 minutes to play in the opening period in La Belle Provence. As the Canadians will slide it down the ice, that'll be an icing call with 8:13 left in period number one. Coming to you from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Red Tag Days are on, and you can get 0% financing on every Toyota, plus no payments until January 2022 OAC. Under the red Toyota Tower of Power at South Point Toyota. Canadians win a defensive zone draw. Weber will pick the puck up in the corner, but he can't clear it. Monahan holds it in, moves it into the high slot to Mangiapane, but Toffoli strips the puck away from him and plays it up the left wing side to Kulak, who dumps the puck into the Flames zone and gets into it with Mangiapane after the play. Monahan back to get it defensively. Makes a good outlet pass to Hanifin. He's got the game's only goal, and he'll send the puck out to center to Lindholm. He plays the right wing side to Mangiapane. Mangiapane moving in behind the net to Dubé. Dubé will bank it off the boards left point. Hanifin winds and fires a shot that gets blocked. And now Armia will send it out to center to the Canadiens' leading goal-getter, Toffoli, who fires a weak shot in on Markstrom. Anderson will take over in beyond the Flames' net. A wheel up the middle of the ice across his blue line. And now the red line. One hands the puck up the left wing side to Lucic, who gets it in deep. Romanov trying to clear it out, can't. It's held in left wing side by Giordano. His captain will push the puck beyond the net. Kotkaniemi's there waiting for it, but he can't clear it out. Backlund holds it in for the Flames. Backlund battling for it in the near quarter. Picks the pocket of Kotkaniemi. Gets a weak shot away that's sticked aside by Allen. Now Giordano tries a shot. That one's off of Anderson and behind the Canadiens' net. Tanev will pinch in to pick it up in the near quarter. They'll go down a little. Backlund, who centers it. Lucic shoots it off his own Matt Nordstrom. And now Giordano with a shot that deflects wide of Allen's net. The Flames are all over the Canadiens in this opening period, trying to take a 2-0 lead here. Backlund pinned to the end boards by Kotkaniemi, but Lucic comes charging in and knocks the puck loose. Giordano, and off the left point, they slap it in behind the Habs net. Romanov is there waiting for it. Backlund all over him, and the forecheck steals the puck. And now Lucic hits Romanov, who makes a good pass over to Ouellette. And Ouellette will leave it for Byron. And after a long shift in the offensive zone, the Flames finally have to back off to make a change, Pat.
Relentless. They are winning every puck race, every puck battle right now against Montreal. The Flames look like the fresh team. The Habs look like they played last night.
That's a back-to-back and a 3-4 for the Flames. Canadians with a 4-2 victory over the Maple Leafs on Monday had yesterday off. Tatar will shoot it in behind Markstrom's net with now just under 6 minutes to play in the opening period. And the Flames out in front of the Canadians, 1-0 in this Scotia North Division showdown at Bell Centre in Montreal. Here's Tkachuk. They'll leave the puck for Lindholm. He scampers up the right wing side. across the center. Another Canadiens line and drops it. Here's Gaudreau. Back to Lindholm out in front looking for Valimaki, who jumped up. The puck doesn't get to him. Now Edmondson. Give it to Tatar. Clears it out to center. Tomas Tatar with 0.61 points per game in his career, but boy, has he struggled head-to-head against the Flames. 4 points in 23 career games. Coming into this contest tonight, 0.18 points per game in his career against the Flames. So less than one-third of what he's got against the rest of the NHL. Flames into the forecheck again, Leho. Takes the puck away from Weber in the far corner, but we've got a penalty call coming up. Is this going to be on Weber or Levo?
Take a look here as Levo, we go to break.
Did take one hand off his stick and didn't really touch Weber. I'm not sure.
There wasn't much there on either
no,
side.
No, who's going to get the penalty? And we were going to have to wait until we come back to find out. We'll take a break in period number one at Bell Centre in Montreal. Noah Hanifin has the game's only goal, and it's the Flames 1 and the Canadiens nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Want to be certain your reno goes right? Start with pro materials with CertainTe drywall. In fire resistant, water resistant, super durable, or soundproof and top quality insulation, ceiling systems, premium shingles, and siding. Do it right with professional grade building materials. Head to Timbermart or Kenrock and choose CertainTe. Pro all the way.
For 70 years, the Land Rover Defender has been the world's most legendary go-anywhere, all-terrain machine. Awarded Motor Trend's 2021 SUV of the Year, the new Defender is the toughest and most capable Land Rover yet. For a limited time, lease select 2021 Land Rover Defender 110 models for $648 per month for 39 months with $6,999 down at 3.9%. Book your safe, contactless appointment today at your local Land Rover authorized retailer. Offers end April 30th. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Calgary Flames hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, Flames are up one on the scoreboard, but about to be down one on the ice. Rasmus Anderson got two-handed by Corey Perry, who is one of the sneakier players in the history of the National Hockey League. Referees didn't see that. What they did see was Anderson retaliate. How should I describe this? He put his stick into Perry's lower midsection.
It's probably fair.
Yeah.
They call it a slashing.
Yeah. I don't think that was a slash, but that's probably best case scenario for Anderson as the Flames head to the penalty kill powered by GSL Cadillac. We'll get you their penalty kill numbers and the Canadiens power play stats in a moment. Here's a shot from the blue line and Markstrom, falling backwards, reaches out and grabs the puck with his glove. And holds on.
I don't think the Habs player Suzuki got all of what he wanted on that shot. No, he actually took a weird hop on his way to the net. That's a pretty heads-up stop by Jacob Markstrom. You're right, he was falling back and still made a pretty important save.
Battle for the puck behind the Flames net to Foley. They chop it up the near side to the captain Weber. The backhands it down low. His pass ends up bouncing over the blade of Stoll's stick. Now Durant knocks it out of the air, but Giordano will pick the puck up and dump it down the ice. On the power play this season, the Canadiens at 20.6%. That is 15th in the NHL. On the penalty kill, the Flames at 80.6%, tied for 12th in the league. Stahl turns the puck over at the Flames' blue line. And Flames will shoot it down the ice again. Allen wanders out of the Canadiens' net. Runs a little interference with Nordstrom as Weber picks the puck up and works it up the right wing side to Suzuki. Slides it left wing side to Stahl. Eric Stahl falls as he shovels the puck in behind the Flames net. But Toffoli will pick it up on the far corner for the Canadiens, but he gives it right to Giordano, who then gives it away to Suzuki. Suzuki in the far corner will swing it back to the right point to Weber. Weber's got that big shot. He gives the puck back to Suzuki. It goes down low. Drouin back to the blue line. Weber fakes a shot, makes a pass far circle. Suzuki with a shot blocked by a sprawling Giordano. But the Flames can't get the puck out. 45 seconds left of the power play. Toffoli with a shot blocked out in front by Tanev. And now the Flames finally relieve the pressure and shoot the puck down the ice.
Nice job by the Flames in the zone. They boxed out well, got in shooting lanes, didn't allow anything from Montreal. Dangerous. Really wary of that Shea Weber bomb from the blue line.
Yeah, he can score, Pat. His 223 goals the most by a defenseman in the National Hockey League since he entered the league back in 2005-2006. I think one of the harder shots in the history of the game.
And accurate.
Seconds. Yep, 10 seconds left in this Canadiens power play. Back to the point to Petrie. Slides the top of the near circle to Tatar, who double clutches, turns and plays it back to the blue line to Petrie, who shoots, and that shot is off the body of Anderson and wide of Markstrom's net. Canadiens still buzzing. The Flames penalty now over. Anderson, top of the near circle. Tatar fans on a shot. Now Mangiapane will pick the puck up and skate it out. Mangiapane weaves his way into the Canadian zone and drops to Monahan. Monahan spins to the near boards, waits for some reinforcements, and slides at left point. And now Valimaki with a shot stop. Rebound to Mangiapane, and he backhands it wide of Allen's net. And Tatar will clear it out. Here comes Anderson up the right wing side across the Flames' blue line. He'll softly play the puck into the far corners. The Habs start to make a line change. That are 2.5 minutes to play in the opening period. It's still the Flames 1 and the Canadiens nothing at Bell Centre in Montreal in the first of back-to-back games between these two teams. Flames hoping to win this game in regulation time to cut the Canadiens' lead on them in the Scotia North Division standings from 6 points down to 4 as the Flames get called for icing here. But a good penalty kill, a successful penalty kill, powered by the Flames. And powered by our friends over at GSL Cadillac, where eligible Costco members get Costco member pricing, plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2021 Cadillac XT4, XT5, and XT6. That offer ends on April 30th. Here's Kulak with a shot, stopped by Markstrom, loose puck in front, and Suzuki can't poke it into the net as Tkachuk gets dumped and is slow to get up. Got a yard sale there, he lost his stick, but he's got it back again. Here's Kulak. Pinches into the far corner and leaves the puck there for Suzuki. He'll back it up to the right point. It's slapped towards the net, but knocked down in front. And now Armia has it behind Markstrom's net. Armia spins into the near corner. Tries to turn behind the net, but has the puck knocked off his stick by Lindholm. And now Tkachuk will give it to Gaudreau, who lifts it high off the glass and into the Canadian zone. Kulak back to get it. Drafted in the fourth round, 105th overall by the Flames back in 2012. Now in his seventh pro season, third with the Canadiens, following four with the Flames organization. Here's Kotkaniemi, up the near side to Anderson. It's hit and knocked off the puck by Valimaki. Now Backlund will move it across the ice. Over to Giordano, who gives it to Lucic. And he'll skate it across the Canadiens' line and dump it in behind the net. Nordstrom and Backlund will go in there with a forecheck. Now Tanev pinches in off the right point. He gives it to Backlund. He throws the puck into the far corner. Giordano pinching in. Can't keep it in, neither can Lucic, who was covering for him left point, as the Flames go offside with now 57 seconds left in the first period. It's been almost a perfect first period for the Flames. They've been by far the better of the two teams, so I'm not sure we've had any really good candidates for the Shane Holmes save of the game yet, but you can build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes' Love It or Customize It philosophy. It's more affordable than you think. Visit ShaneHolmes.com, the better way to build. Be sure to stay tuned for the CertainTeed first intermission. Brent Cron, who knows a thing or two about goaltending, will join Pat Steinberg coming up between the first and second periods tonight. Out in the neutral zone, one of the linesmen is down, and so is one of the Canadians. About to see who it was as puck is shot in on Markstrom. He bobbles it and drops his goal stick. Not sure what he was doing there, but he keeps the puck out of his net. With that said, the Flames do ice it with 35.8 seconds left in the opening period. And I think it was Corey Perry who ran into one of the linesmen, tripped him up, and then Perry, after kind of slew-footing the linesman, unintentionally went down himself and was slow to get back to his skates.
Sline of Lekkonen and then the two vets, Eric Staal and Corey Perry. Very interesting for Montreal. Perry, of course, signed in the offseason, and Staal acquired a couple of weeks ago from the Buffalo Sabres.
And Perry's been a really good signing for Marc Bergevin. Signed a one-year $750,000 contract on December 28th. Had 5 goals in 57 games with the Stars last season. He's got 9 goals in 32 games with the Canadiens this season, Pat. That's a good value signing. And not only do you look at the goals, assists, and points that Corey Perry has put up this season, there are also the intangibles. He's one of the more experienced players in the league. He's
got a Stanley Cup. Or drawing a penalty like he did earlier in this period.
He's got a Stanley Cup on his resume. One of 29 members of the Triple Gold Club with a Stanley Cup and gold at the Olympic Games and World Championships. So savvy signing by the Habs GM. Nadine's been an offensive zone draw. Here's Petrie with a shot. It's blocked by Hanifin. Monahan will bat it up the fireboards to Dubé with now 20 seconds to play in the first period. Dubé skates it across center, gets pushed off the puck by Tatar, but Flames will still dump it in. And now Weber will clear it right back out. Hanifin, who has the game's only goal, will back up into his own territory. Looks content to kill the clock and take this 1-0 lead to the dressing room, and that is exactly what the Flames will do. They play almost a perfect first period as far as road periods are concerned. A great start for the Flames in this hockey game. The Canadians did seem to find their legs in the back half of the first period, certainly better in the second half of the opening period than they were in the first half of period number one at Bell Centre in Montreal tonight. The Flames do outshoot the Canadians 12-8, and more importantly, they outscore them. Noah Hanifin has the game's only goal. He scored it at 3:58. Michael Backlund got the only assist, and it is the Flames 1 and the Canadians nothing through 20 minutes tonight. And Pat, when you're on the road, always good to take a lead into the dressing room through 20 minutes.
No doubt about it. The only thing that you might say about the Flames is, as our good friend Lou likes to say, what you do when you're at your best. And there was about an eight-minute run there where the Flames had Montreal on the ropes. They only score the one goal, but the good news would be Montreal started to turn it a little bit more as we got towards the end of the first. Calgary made sure they got to the locker room with the lead, which I thought was really important.
Well, as mentioned, Brent Cron will be back in the first intermission. No, he's going to join us in the second intermission, my mistake. But, boy, talk about building up some anticipation. Everybody will just be sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for Croner to come back between the second and third periods. But Pat Steinberg will host our first intermission, brought to you by Certainty, and that's coming up next. Noah Hanifin has the only goal in what is either a must-win or can't-lose game for the Flames versus the Canadiens tonight. So far, so good. It is Calgary 1, Montreal nothing through 20 minutes at Bell Centre. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bland bathroom to a beautiful oasis. Cliche kitchen to mealtime magic. Whatever your project, Envision Custom Renovations transforms your home into luxury living. Envision has been featured on HGTV's Property Brothers with Jonathan and Drew Scott. They're an approved contractor of HGTV's Brian Baumler and BBB accredited. Their amazing team cares and completes your project on time. From design to completion, trust Envision. Visit EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 1-0 on the Montreal Canadiens after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you, and welcome to the first intermission brought to you by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for top quality drywall, insulation, ceiling systems, shingles, and siding. CertainTeed, pro all the way. Time for the first period summary. Just the one goal in period number one. It came early in the first frame.
Another offensive zone draw. Backlund to Hanifin, who shoots and scores! Noah Hanifin launches a rocket from the left point and puts the puck into the top corner of the Canadiens' net. The Flames strike first. They've got a 1-0 lead.
Fourth of the season for Noah Hanifin. Michael Backlund with the only assist off the faceoff win comes at 3:58 of period at number one, and that's why the Flames have a one-goal lead after 20 minutes of play. Calgary out shooting Montreal 12-8 in the first period. Calgary without an opening period power play. Montreal goes 0-1 with the man advantage in period number one, and it is 1-0 Flames after 20 minutes of play. That's your first period summary. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Red Tag days are on under the red Toyota Tower of Power with 300 Toyotas available to choose from and no payments until January 2022. OAC, visit South Point Toyota today. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere.
The all-new 2021 Ford F-150.
Whoa, this truck deserves more than all new.
Like?
The no-compromise 2021 F-150.
All right. What about available Pro Power onboard?
Groundbreaking.
For a feature that gives you the ability to turn your truck into a mobile generator? Do better.
Genius.
Ooh, nailed it. Get up to $4,000 in rebates plus 2.99% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months on select new 2021 F-150 models. For details, contact your Alberta Ford dealer or visit Ford.ca.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Noah Hanifin has the only goal, and the Flames lead Montreal 1-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Hey, make sure to watch for the Flames Roundup twice a week online on Twitter, Facebook, and sportsnet.ca/960. Get your Flames highlights right to your device. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Bank digitally. It's simple, safe, and guaranteed. So Hanifin has the only goal. Habs 6 up on the Flames right now, but the Flames trying to gain some ground, and Montreal finds themselves down 1-0 after 20. Let's check in with Habs defenseman Jeff Petrie in conversation with Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas right now.
Well, Jeff, Calgary clearly carried over their good feelings after their victory last night. How do you feel you handled them there in the first period?
I think we can play better. I think, they came out and dictated the pace there, which, is something that we wanted to do in the first, knowing that they played last night. So, overall, we need to be better and, really focus on, making them turn, making them play in the tough areas, which they kind of dictated this period.
From your point of view, what kind of impact has Eric Staal made in the room since coming over from Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been, a big part. He's, a guy that has, a wealth of knowledge and, helping out, not just the younger guys, but all the older guys as well. And, having a guy that can play, that center ice position to win faceoffs is huge.
Thank you very much for the time, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Petrie in conversation with Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas after 20 minutes of play. Petrie and the Habs trailing Calgary 1-0 here in the first intermission. Let's hop inside the Flames time machine now, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. Continuing our conversation with former Flames first-round pick Chuck Kobisu, 01 first-round pick, played parts of four seasons with the team between 02 and 07. In conversation with Kelly Kirsch, here's Chuck Kobisu inside the Flames time machine.
I want to talk to you about the 2004 Stanley Cup run. People still talk about the Red Mile and will the Flames ever kind of rekindle that again? And people certainly hope so. But you guys were, when they talk about a team, and people always say about the teammates being close, but there was something about that group of guys that came together. Can you kind of explain the chemistry and how you guys, you did everything together. You partied together, you traveled together. It was just all for one and one for all for that group.
Yeah, you're right about that. Great group of guys on and off the ice. I don't know if it was just how we came together. I mean, if you look at our team on paper, we were Jerome and Kiprusoff. And then, no disrespect to other guys on the team, but a bunch of guys that just worked hard. I mean, A guy like Martin Jelena had a great career, but he was known for nothing but being the hardest worker on the ice. And so many guys fell into that role, do whatever it takes, let those two stars really lead us. And yeah, it was just an amazing time. I mean, you look at the second round, maybe we were the only Canadian team left in the playoffs, or maybe by the third round. And then not only the province rallies around you, but the country rallies around you. You get the Red Mile, and then, you're playing in Hockey Night in Canada every other night, and all of Canada's watching at that point in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it really kind of makes people's careers. I've talked to a few guys from that team, and it really sort of, the two things they tell me is that it really helped them, contract-wise later on, whether it was with the Flames or somebody else, but it also took a serious toll on your body. Can you kind of explain what it's like? I mean, you play 26 games, 24 games in the playoffs, but it's all compacted and they're so intense. What, and after you've played 82 games, what's it like? Can you put it into words for people who haven't played, you know, obviously hockey at that level, what it does to you mentally and physically?
Yeah, it is a grind. It's every other day for 2 months, if you go that far. I mean, we went to the farthest step possible without having a result, which is sometimes the hardest thing to look at. I mean, you win a Stanley Cup, well, then you're 2 months or your whatever your shortened summer may be doesn't feel so bad. But when you don't win, you feel it, and mentally and physically, being so close. But there's a lot of great positive memories to take from that experience. I mean, getting a chance to play in the Stanley Cup Finals, winning the Western Conference, playing in front of the Sea of Red, playing, you know, being the last Canadian team in the playoffs. There's a lot of great memories. Even though we didn't win, I mean, you're not remembered like the 89 Stanley Cup Flames, but you're remembered for having an impact and, being a part of that organization, getting back on track.
Yeah, it certainly did. It turned the team around, and things were, you know, people forget that beginning of that season, there was a lot of real bad crowds at the Saddledome. It wasn't until halfway through where things started to turn around, and you were obviously a big part of that. It's one of those things that you'll always have with you. And then, you know, that's the way the hockey business works, is that then there's a lockout. And then shortly thereafter, Chuck, you get traded for the first time in your career. And then you get traded to a place that you were familiar with. Can you talk about how the trade to Boston went and in your time with the Bruins?
Yeah, it was for me, I was actually hurt. I can't remember what injury I had at that time. That was kind of right around when my career started getting a lot of injuries. But I think I may have had like a broken elbow at the point. And I was back in Calgary, traded with Andrew Ferentz, who was in, I believe they were on the road in Buffalo. So, one guy's headed right to his team straight from Buffalo, basically leaving the arena. And I was in Calgary. It was kind of weird. I got stuck in Calgary for a couple of weeks because of immigration paperwork. So it felt like I wasn't really a part of any team.
Yeah.
And living in Calgary, but knowing I wasn't playing for the team, it was really weird. And similar situation. I went to Boston with the team struggling, kind of like it was when I first got to Calgary. Low fan support, poor record. And then the following year, Claude Julien came in there and turned things around. And I wish I was a part of their Stanley Cup team in 2010, but I got to play with a lot of those guys and play in the playoffs every year, and it was a good time. And I spent time in Boston for a year at school, and then also a year during the lockout, in the 04 lockout. I played in Lowell, which is about 30 minutes north of Boston, so I was familiar with the area.
And then it was time to play, like a lot of NHLers, you kind of make your way through some different teams. You played in Minnesota, Colorado, and Pittsburgh. I think I know the answer to this, but if you had to pick the player that you had the most respect for in terms of pure skill that you got to play with on a team, who would that be? And see if I guess it right.
I mean, if you're looking at pure skill, it's definitely Crosby.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to play with him, but then there's other players like that bring different elements. You know, you look at a guy like Jerome Lowe, longevity. I mean, he scored 30 plus goals, I don't know, maybe 11 years in a row. There's a number of guys, I mean, that stand out, but Crosby by far was the most complete player. It's no surprise. I mean, you see what he's doing in the league and what he's done for the last 10 years. It's amazing.
That is Chuck Kobisu, part two of our three-part conversation with the former Flames first-round pick inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. We'll hear part three of that chat coming up on Friday with Calgary and Montreal playing once again. Right now, after 20 minutes of play, Habs trail the Flames by a 1-0 score. Noah Hanifin has the only goal. We got your out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
on your radios, streaming on any device, and always on your smart speaker. Check out the Sports Drive at 5 with Steinberg and Nault. The big stories of the day broken down, the big insiders, the big sports debates, all in 60 minutes. Kick it into drive. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Brought to you by South Trail Hyundai. Fall in love with low payments from 0% plus no payments for 3 months. Check out South Trail Hyundai. Calgary's home for the Flames and the NHL is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Nasher here, and it's that time of year again. The NHL GWC is back. We've got some exciting changes this year and more content than ever, including live streams and tons of highlights throughout the season.
Let's go, baby.
Build your dream squad with Hut and sign up today to compete for your share of $100,000.
Register now and get all the details at nhl.com/gaming.
Scotiabank, official bank of the NHL and NHL Gaming World Championship.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 1-0 on Montreal after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now the out-of-town scoreboard for Envision Custom Renovations. One other game in the North Division. It's also underway right now. Nick Paul for Ottawa, Mark Scheifele for Winnipeg. 1-1 tie early in the second period in that game. And Pierre-Edward Belmar has the only goal for Colorado. The Avalanche leading the St. Louis Blues 1-0 midway through the first. Those are the two games that are underway. We got two more still to come. Kings welcome Vegas at 8 o'clock. Sharks welcome the Ducks at 8:30. One final score from this afternoon, Minnesota 5-2 win over Arizona. And in Major League Baseball from this afternoon, you heard it right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan, Bo Bichette walks it off for the Blue Jays. They beat the New York Yankees 5-4. Jays now hit the road. They're into Kansas City for tomorrow. We'll have game one of that series for you right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan, it starts at 6 o'clock. We've got full radio coverage for you. That's your out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Transform your home into luxury living with Envision Custom Renovations. Featured on HGTV's Property Brothers with Jonathan and Drew Scott. You can trust Envision right from design to completion. Visit EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Noah Hanifin, the only goal in period at number one. Solid first for the Flames, and they lead the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. That'll do it for our first intermission. Brought to you by CertainTeed. Derek Wills is standing by. He's got your second period play-by-play coming up next. Flames 1, Habs nothing after 20. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Life's a lot like hockey. Sometimes you win, sometimes you score, and sometimes you crash into the boards. In life, just like in hockey, you put your body through a lot. If it hurts, see a chiropractor. Your chiropractor is specifically trained to help you with everything from a mid-season neck strain to a playoff foot sprain. 1 in 3 Albertans will hurt this year. Don't let pain stop you from scoring your goals. Visit albertacairo.com/hockey for more information.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home for the Flames.
Noah Hanifin has 4 goals and 11 points in 19 games since snapping 16-game pointless and 44-game goalless streaks, and he's got the only goal of this game as the Flames lead the Canadiens 1-0 through 20 minutes at Bell Centre in Montreal. A pretty dominant first period for the Flames, who outshot the Canadiens, out-attempted the Canadiens, out-chanced the Canadiens, and the most important thing is they outscored the Habs in the opening 20 minutes of what is a must-win or can't-lose game, depending on who you talk to. And Flames in good shape when they score first, a much better record than when they don't. 14-5-2 in 21 games when scoring first, only 4-16-1 in 21 games when surrendering the first goal. And when leading through 20 minutes this season, the Flames are 9-4-1. We'll see if they can build on those impressive stats. And on their lead in period number two, which has started, the Flames with their white retro jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios in the second period. The Canadiens with their home reds from left to right. Flames are on the attack early. Gaudreau nudges the puck into the near quarter to Lindholm. Lindholm in front. Kachuk trying a shot, but it gets blocked. Puck back to the left point to Giordano. Slides it across to Tanev. Gets it back. Winds, fires, and scores! An absolute howitzer off the stick of the captain, Mark Giordano. And just 29 seconds into the second, it is 2-0 Flames.
So the Flames did a great job in period number one of putting pucks on net. Montreal finally started to get their game going in the latter stages of the first. Well, to start the second, the Flames getting pucks on net again. A face-off win, they work it around. Kachuk had an opportunity, and then traffic in front. Credit Elias Lindholm for winning a battle in front with Jeff Petrie. It gave some traffic in front of Jake Allen for Mark Giordano. Allen did not see it. Giordano had the open space, and he wires it past the Montreal goalie. For Gio, that's his 8th goal of the season. The Flames have got an early 2-0 lead here in the second period.
And the captain has come alive offensively in the last 13 games. He's got 5 goals in the last 13 games. He only had 3 in the first 30 games this season. And it's 2-0 Flames. And the Canadiens looking for a good bump-up shift. Toffoli tries a shot, but this time it's Giordano doing it defensively as he deflects the puck over the glass and out of play. The captain now has 5 points in his last 5 games, and Pat, when you're a team that has struggled to score goals like the Flames have for most of the season, you need everybody to chip in. It can't just be your top players, but the Flames' top players have been more productive offensively of late, and that's why they're starting to win some hockey games here. Back in the Flames zone, fired off the goal post. A shot from the left point appeared to deflect before getting to the Flames' net. It beats Jacob Markstrom and then goes ping off the iron to his right. That's the second time the Canadians have put a puck past Jacob Markstrom, only to hear that pinging sound. Music to the ears of Markstrom, not so much to the Habs and their fans. Flames will get the puck in deep now. Here's Monahan in the near corner. They leave it for Dubé. He swoops behind the net, centers it in front. It goes by Mangiapane, back to the right point. Stone with a shot, bouncing puck. Mangiapane and Monahan fighting for it. Can't get their sticks on it. And the Canadians will dump it down the ice, and that will be an icing call with a little bit less than 2 minutes gone in the second period. Calgary almost doubling up Montreal in shots on goal. The Flames have 15 to the Canadians 8. And the visitors have a 2-0 lead.
And that post was a great redirect by Tyler Toffoli on the shot just off the post. That would have been huge for Montreal, but you're right. Second time the Habs have had a great scoring opportunity. Really, they're only 2,
yeah.
And both times they've gone clean off the post.
Don't even count their shots on goal, Pat.
They do not. Which I think is silly.
Yeah, me too. Back to the left point. Valimaki with a shot. Bobbled a bit by Allen, but he's able to gobble it up with his glove before Monahan or Dubé can get to it. So the Flames' shooting mentality continues in this second period as they continue to pile up the shots and attempts, and they've got their second goal. Yusuf Valimaki playing with a little bit more confidence offensively right now. Snapped the 14-game pointless streak with an assist in the Flames' 5-0 victory over the Oilers last Saturday, and then snapped a 15-game goalless streak with a goal in his team's 3-2 overtime win versus the Maple Leafs last night. Pretty good chance right there to make it 3-0. Here's Richie in the near corner. Deep in Canadian territory. He'll leave it for Ryan. He plays it left point, Valimaki. Across the stone with a shot that he slaps wide of the net. Allen's lost his stick, but Weber whacks it back to him. And here comes Perriot to center ice. Perry will carry it in behind the Flames net. He gets hit, knocked off the puck by Valimaki. And Stone will shoot it down the ice. And this should be, and it will be, an icing call with 17:36 left in the second period, and the Flames out in front of the Canadiens by a count of 2-0. Well, following tonight's game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. Build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes' Love It or Customize It philosophy. It's more affordable than you think. Visit ShaneHolmes.com, the better way to build. Deep in the Flames zone, Tatar. It's contained by Valimaki as Ryan will get the puck. To Stone, he slides it up the middle of the ice to Ryan. He'll weave his way into the Canadian zone. He has it chopped off his stick. And now Tatar takes over and comes it up the left wing side. Tatar stops and shoots, and that shot was well wide into the near corner. Stone gets hit hard by Giordano as the puck will carry him across the ice to Richie. Richie protecting it from Tatar. Skates it across center and shoots it in. And Allen will walk out of the Canadiens' net and set it up for Kulak, who quickly comes out to center ice. Kulak will bounce it off the boards and deep into Flames territory. Tanev will take over it behind his net. Nice to block into the near corner to Giordano, who gives it to Tkachuk. He's got 11 points in 11 career games against the Canadiens. He drops Gaudreau. Tries to play it rink wide over to Tanev, but the pass is broken up, and here comes Toffoli the other way. Moves it ahead to Armia. Armia, checked by Gaudreau. He'll spin and play it in behind the Flames net. Petrie, in off the left point. Throws it into a pile of players in the far corner. Now Tanev will leave it for Giordano, the captain, who's got the 2-0 goal. We'll give it to Gaudreau. He springs Tkachuk. He shoots at Allen. Swats the puck away with his glove. Tried to grab it. Couldn't. Now he's looking at that trapper. Here's Tkachuk in front with a shot that he skips wide. Now he tries to bank it off the back of the goaltender, Allen, but instead hits the back of the Canadiens' net. And it's finally cleared out and down the ice, and the Canadiens forced to ice it. The Flames continue to put on the pressure in the first 4 minutes of the second period, Pat.
Yeah, they are, this Montreal team looks on their heels. Calgary looks like the desperate group has for most of this game. Matthew Tkachuk with a great opportunity, a great up pass from Johnny Gaudreau, and then back the Flames came, some more opportunities. Jake Allen made a huge blocker stop, uncontested on Matthew Tkachuk in the slot. Flames are getting plenty of opportunities here.
Here's Hannafin, right point to Anderson, who takes a shot, and slaps the puck behind Allen's net. Backlund set. Centers it out in front. Nordstrom tried to do a little stick handling at a phone booth. Couldn't get a shot away, and Canadians will dump the puck down the ice. Hannafin, who has one of the Flames' two goals tonight. Giordano's got the other. Hannafin skates it to his blue line, gets it to Backlund. He'll chip the puck beyond the Canadians' net. Lucic will chase it. Can't get there on the forecheck, though, as it's cleared down the ice, and Markstrom will come out of his net to get it. Gives it to Valimaki, flips it up into your boards. Lucic can't clear the zone. Drouin keeps it in. Drops it off. Romanov with a shot up high on Markstrom, who takes it off his chest protector and then lets the puck drop into his glove. And he'll hold on for a stoppage with 15:18 left in the second. Flames getting some offense from their defense in this game against the Canadiens tonight. Noah Hanifin scoring his fourth of the season, 3:58 into the first period. Mark Giordano scoring his eighth of the season, 29 seconds into the second period. And it is Calgary 2 and Montreal nothing.
That last shot from Romanov, first time Montreal's gotten a shot from the point and traffic in front, feels like all night long.
Flames in a defensive zone draw, Dubé. The stick handle across the Canadiens' blue line. He gets pushed off the puck by Byron. Mangiapane goes into the forecheck, but Deto beats him there. Philip Deneau playing up the left wing side. Tomas Tatar moves it rink wide to the former Flame Brett Kulak, who gets a weak backhand shot away, which is easily gobbled up by Jacob Markstrom, who will hold on for a stoppage. Well, during every Flames game during the regular season, and hopefully in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you can participate in the REMAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. Tickets are available at calgaryflames.com/50-50 from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. Mountain Time every Flames game day, home and away. For a chance to win big and support the great work being done by the Calgary Flames Foundation, visit calgaryflames.com/50-50 now. The current jackpot climbing. It's at $47,905. Blocking the other Canadiens' net. Mangiapane to dig it free on the forecheck. Kulak protecting it from him in the near corner. Will leave it in behind the net for Weber. Works it up the left wing side to Suzuki, who slides the puck to Armia, and he'll fire it in behind the Flames yet. Yoel Armia missed the last 8 games in COVID protocol. Habs certainly happy to have him back. Petrie will poke the puck deep into the Flames zone. The Canadiens are going to clear out as Valimaki slides it ahead to Monahan. Monahan will drop it back to Valimaki, who weaves his way in up the left wing side, tries a shot, but has it blocked by Petrie. Petrie will bank the puck off the inboards over at Edmondson. Edmondson trying to stretch pass that misses all of his Canadiens teammates, but icing's waved off as Anderson goes back to get it. He plays the puck to Lindholm, slips it up to the near side of Valimaki. He sends it out to center. His pass to Gaudreau is intercepted by Petrie, though, and Canadiens defenseman will bump the puck into the far corner. It was Anderson quickly out to center. Skates it up the right wing side. Pokes the puck in behind Allen's net. Weber's there waiting for it. Play out the right wing side to Luckett. Moves it rink wide to Ouellette. Xavier Ouellette, one of 12 French-born players in NHL history. His father, Robert, actually played pro hockey. Spent the first 7 years of his life in France, the next three in Germany, and then moved to Montreal when he was 10. Pat, that sounds like your dream life.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I bet you would. Hockey is played to me on the Canadiens' net. Ryan in there on the forecheck for the Flames. Can't come up with it. As it slid right back down the ice, and Giordano will settle down the rolling puck behind his net. Leave it behind for his partner on this shift, Hanifin. Plays it to the Canadiens' blue line no further. Now Anderson will pick it up and race it up the left wing side. He has it chopped off the stick smartly by Levo, and now Ryan will pick the puck up and cross the Canadiens' blue line with it. Dumps it in behind Allen's net. Levo, who's been very noticeable for the Flames in this game, and they're on the forecheck. That comes up to the ear boards, but it's held in left point by Giordano. Gives it to Ryan, who will nudge it in behind the Canadiens' net as the Flames back off to start a change as we reach the 7.5 minute mark of the second period, with Calgary leading Montreal 2-0 in La Belle Provence tonight. Here's Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Right point to Shea Weber with a shot through some traffic, but not enough traffic. Well, with Yoel Armia out in front, and Markstrom will grab it with his glove and hold on for a stoppage. And we'll take a break. We are in period number two, 12:21 to play in the second period at Bell Centre in Montreal. And on a first period goal by Noah Hanifin and a second period tally by Mark Giordano, it is the Flames 2 and the Canadiens nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Greetings, my lord. Alpine Credits, how might I helpeth?
Hath thee a bag of silver to lend? My beloved hath requested of me a hot tub of water in which to relaxeth.
Ah, happy wifeth, happy lifeth, am I right?
Thou knowest it.
Ah, do you own thine castle?
Indeedeth.
Well then, approveth.
Huzzah! Eth.
Alpine Credits, where castle owners get approved. Since 1969, so not quite the Middle Ages, but close. Alpine Credits. Some conditions apply.
This spring, take to the open road in the redesigned 2021 Jaguar F-Pace. With the latest generation of infotainment and the choice of mild hybrid technology, the new Jaguar F-Pace is more luxurious, connected, and efficient. For a limited time, lease the 2021 F-Pace from $288 bi-weekly for 42 months with $5,999 down at 2.9%. Book your safe contactless appointment today at your local Jaguar authorized retailer. Offers end April 30th.
Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Welcome back to Bell Centre in Montreal, where it is the Flames 2 and the Canadiens nothing in the first of back-to-back games between these new Scotia North Division rivals. Calgary came into this game against Montreal 6 points behind them in the fight for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division. So with a regulation win, the Flames could cut that deficit down to four going into another game against the Habs on Friday afternoon. And this is the start of a stretch where the Flames will play the Canadiens in five of their next seven games. So this is the most crucial stretch of the Flames season. If they're going to get back into the Stanley Cup playoff picture, they're going to have to win probably at least four of these five games against the Canadiens to do it. Maybe even all five. Edmondson trying a shot as it's blocked by Gaudreau, who's been good without the puck tonight. Buying what Daryl Sutter's selling. Gaudreau's going to pick it up at his blue line, cross the red line. Another Canadiens blue line, backhanded in behind Allen's net. The Chuck in there on the forecheck, digs it free and fires it off the outside of the near goal post. Tried to catch Allen sleeping there with that sharp angle shot. Almost did. Canadiens will clear it down the ice. And Anderson will give it to Lindholm. Skips it to the Canadiens blue line where Edmondson takes over. Swing it up the right wing side to Byron, who plays it just into the Flames zone. But Hanifin will put the third right back out to center. Here's Toffoli. Leads the team. It's tied for ninth in the Maurice Rocket Richard Trophy race with 19 goals in the season. Toffoli puts it into the referee, skates in the far corner, but Armia's there to dig it out. Armia shoots. Markstrom makes the save. Big rebound in front. And it's swatted up the ear boards by Anderson. Gaudreau will grab it, bank it off the boards and down the ice. Icing waved off as Kulak races back to get it. Mangiapane in hot pursuit of him as Kulak skates away from Mangiapane and now across the Flames' blue line. Attempts a sharp angle shot that gets blocked by Tanev, and now Dubé will pick the puck up and race out to the red line. It's knocked off a stick by Perry. He's going to pick it up out in front of the net. Turn up the middle of the ice and skate it across center. Perry into the Flames zone. Gets pushed off the puck by Giordano. Comes back to the right point. Weber with a shot, blockered away. And now a shot by Suzuki is stopped by Markstrom, who makes his best save of the game. Actually, that was Stahl that took that shot. Not Suzuki, but still a very impressive save by Markstrom, who hasn't been very busy tonight, Pat, but he passes the test with flying colors there.
Blocker stop on the point shot, and then Stahl gives himself a little bit of extra time, settles down a rolling puck, and then takes a shot. But Markstrom square to both of them, got back in position immediately after the initial stop to make sure that Stahl couldn't beat him.
Back to the left point, Romanov trying a shot, off a stick and wide to the near corner. Alamaki and Perry battling for the puck. Ryan and Lekkonen come in there to fight with him. Finally pops out of the pile of players. Stahl will scoop it up in the far corner and slide it down low to Perry. How about those two veterans flanking a young player in Lekkonen? Lots of experience on that Canadiens line. Here's Valimaki on the near side to Lebo. He's going to chip the puck out to center. Richie chasing after it for the Flames. Will swat it right in on Allen. Plays it into the near corner. Romanov gets hit, knocked off the puck by Richie, but back to get it to Stahl. And he'll skip the puck across the red line and deep into the Flame zone, and Anderson will catch up to it in the far corner, but Josh Anderson gets hit by Rasmus Anderson and knocked off the puck. Flames will clear it out to center. Kasperi Kotkaniemi will back it up to Brett Kulak. Moves it up the middle of the ice. His pass bounces away from Jonathan Drouin, and Milan Lucic will shoot it back into the Canadian zone. Kulak into the forecheck by Joakim Nordstrom. Now Weber will scoop it up in the near corner. Nordstrom hassling him, and now Kotkaniemi picks it up and leaves it in behind the net for Kulak, who moves it up the fireboards. Drouin, wrapped up by Anderson, can't clear it out. Flames still in there with a forecheck as Nordstrom centers it right into the feet of Lucic, who was in a good position to shoot. Here come the Canadians the other way. Kulak leads the charge. Kulak busting in, shoots and scores! Former Flames defenseman Brett Kulak scores his first goal in 36 games this season and first goal in 96 games dating back to March 28th of 2019 with a beautiful end-to-end rush. And he gets the Canadians on the scoreboard. They've cut the Flames' lead in half to 2-1.
I'm not sure how this odd man rush started. I mean, this is just one of those situations where Brett Kulak, who's always been a really good skater, is able to see an empty opportunity to jump in, and he goes. Lucic and Nordstrom were a little back. One player fell on the back check, but Kulak just made that all himself. Good on him to snap that losing skid. That was a very good individual effort.
Yeah, that's a goal you can't give up. The Flames do. We'll see how they respond. Still lead the Canadians 2-1 as we approach the midway mark of the second period. Monroe will skate it across center. He loses the puck, finds it, and it gets hit by Hermia as Giordano. Bounce it off Lindholm's stick, and ahead to Kachuk, who skates it across the Canadians' blue line. Shuffles it into the far corner. Lindholm trying to keep it in camp, but it's held in right point by Tanev. He plays it down low. Gaudreau try to feed it in front to Kachuk, who overskates the pass, and now the puck scooped up and carried out to center by Dano. Canadians forward will shoot it in. Markstrom out of his net. Gives it to Mark Giordano. He's got the goal that is the difference in this hockey game right now. He made it 2-0 Flames 29 seconds into the second period. Brett Kulak answering back with the Canadians at 10:55 of period number two, and it's a one-goal game again. Three goals tonight, all off the stick of defenseman Pat. Hanifin scoring for the Flames in the first. Giordano and Kulak trading tallies for the Flames and the Canadians in the second. So lots of offense from the defense at Bell Centre in Montreal tonight. We'll take a break with a little bit less than 10 minutes to play in the second period in La Belle Provence, where it's the Flames 2 and the Canadians 1. Back with more of the second period and a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We all know golf is a big deal on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet Nation just can't get enough of that little white ball. So, our very own Ryan Pinder talks golf Tuesdays at 9:25. It's the Speargrass Golf Show, where Pinder covers it all. The PGA Tour, the local scene, some playing tips, and much more. If you miss a show, don't go all tin cup on us and sink like 20 into the drink. You can still find out all you need to know at sportsnet.ca/960. The Speargrass Golf Show, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course. Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience. Find them at speargrass.ca. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere. Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Always on your smart speaker. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Top of the scoreboard at Bell Centre in Montreal. It is the Flames 2 and the Canadiens 1. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Patrick Steinberg.
One other North Division game going on right now. Second period, Jets Sens tied 1-1. Avalanche Blues tied 1-1 after 20 minutes of play as well. And one final score from this afternoon. Wild beat the Coyotes by a 5-2 score.
Ainsman an offensive zone draw. Weber a walk into the near corner. And play it back to the left point, but it ends up bouncing over the blade of Kulak's stick and out to center ice. Anderson overskates it. Josh, not Rasmus. Giordano will grab the puck and give it to Mangiapane, who plays it just into the Canadian zone, and Monahan will shoot it in behind Allen's net. Allen will lift it off the glass, not out. Tanev's able to keep the puck in. Anderson with a chance to clear Kant. Actually, he does. And Tanev gloves the puck down, but can't keep it from crossing the blue line, so Giordano will shoot it in from center. Monahan will back the puck towards the Canadian's net. Ends up hopping to Anderson. Leaves it behind for Weber. And the captain will skate it across center and shoot it in behind Markstrom's net. Here's Tanev. Right wing side to Richie. He moves it up the middle of the ice to Dubé. Zigzags across the Canadiens' blue line. Loses the puck. Finds it. And now drops it. Hanifin walks in. Centers it. Richie can't knock it past Allen. Great chance for the Flames to regain a two-goal lead there. Here's Kotkaniemi to Drouin. Up the middle of the ice. And well, that can't get a shot off. His Eagle's going to pick the puck up and clear it out. Brad Ritchie will backhand it in. Josh Liebel. And there with a full head of steam on the forecheck. Runs will let into the end boards as Noah Hanifin pinches in off the left point and leaves it for Liebel. And he'll fire the puck into the far corner where Derek Ryan picks it up. And he gets dumped by Alex Romanov. And Ryan back on his feet will pick up the puck again. Slides it down low to Joakim Nordstrom. Into the end boards by Xavier Ouellette as Lebo swoops in to pick it up for the Flames. Lebo spins and shoots, but that shot blocked by fellow number 27, Romanov, and now Nordstrom's got it. Excellent shift here for the Flames' fourth line. Well, he starts to change on the fly as Michael Backlund's got it. Lays it right point. Rasmus Anderson across, Yusuf Alamaki towards the net off the stick of Nordstrom and wide of the Canadiens' goal. And now Backlund's got it for the Flames. They'll nudge the puck into the near corner. A little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the second period. Calgary leads Montreal 2-1. Flames trying to build on that one-goal lead. The Canadiens finally clear it out.
Habs are tired there, too. They needed a change.
Here's Anderson at the right wing side to Matthew Tkachuk, who chips the puck in. But Romanov's going to clear it right back out. And Anderson's going to skate it right back in. Anderson up the right side, centers it. Lindholm shoots, bouncing puck! And it ends up bouncing right between the legs of Jake Allen, who squeezes his pads together to keep the puck out of his net.
Big stop from Jake Allen as Lindholm just a little off balance. Didn't get quite the shot that he was looking for, but that is a heck of a stop nonetheless for Jake Allen.
We'll take a timeout with 5:26 to play in the second period at Bell Centre in Montreal. Three goals, all by defensemen. Hanifin and Giordano have scored for the Flames. Kulak for the Canadiens. And that is Calgary 2 and Montreal 1. Back with the rest of the second period in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're an original. You stand out. That's why you need to go to Calgary's original Infinity destination, Hyatt Infinity.
The all-new 2022 QX55 has arrived. With impeccable design and style. Lease yours today for just $299 semi-monthly with $4,995 down. Or choose to lease or finance select models. And receive three payments on Hyatt Infinity.
Hyatt Infinity, Heritage Meadows Road on Luxury Lane.
You love hockey, you love hearing from Lou, and of course you love free food. So, Fridays in the 2 o'clock hour, it's Lou's Mailbag on the Big Show. Get on sportsnet.ca/960, head to contests, and send in your question. If we pick your question on the air Friday, get ready to win a $100 gift card from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Lou's Mailbag brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, where prime steak is broiled to perfection. Now offering takeout and delivery at ruthschrissteakhouse.ca. You deserve this.
Lou's Mailbag, only on Sportsnet. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
Welcome back to Bell Centre in Montreal, and welcome back into the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. A reminder that red tag days are on under the red Toyota Tower of Power right now. With more than 300 Toyotas to choose from and no payments until January 2022 OAC, it's a great time to go see my friends over at South Point Toyota. 5:26 to play in the second period. It is the Flames 2 and the Canadiens 1. And the first of back-to-back battles between these new Scotia North Division rivals. Game 5 of a 9-game season series. Flames and Canadiens are going to see a lot of each other in the next week or so. Here's Armia trying a shot. He has it blocked by Lindholm. Five of Calgary's next seven games are against Montreal. Golden opportunity for the Flames to try to reel in the Canadiens in the fight for the fourth and final playoff spot. Armia with a shot stopped by Markstrom. Skidrow tries to clear it out but can't. Lindholm's going to pick it up in the near corner. Bank it off the end boards to Tanev. He lifts it up in the air and out to center ice. Petrie's going to one-hand it to Edmondson. Backs it up to his partner, Petrie. Both teams changing as Petrie slides it up the left wing side. Now a long shot off the stick of Stahl, seals wide of Markstrom's net. Puck will ricochet off the end boards and out to center ahead to Dubé, who carries it in. Dubé drops it. Mangiapane steps in, moves it in front, looking for Monahan, but he can't get a stick on the puck. Andrew Mangiapane had all kinds of time and space there. Saw Sean Monahan in front of the Canadiens' net. In hindsight, probably should have just shot that puck. Although hindsight is 20-20. Here comes Michael Stone up the left wing side with a slap pass to Mangiapane, who gets muscled off the puck by Brett Kulak, who's got the Canadiens' only goal in this game. First in a long, long time for the former Flames defenseman. That had to feel good for him. Here comes Backlund across the Canadiens' blue line. Drops the puck. His pass intended for Nordstrom's broken up. And now the Canadiens are going to get called for icing with 3:42 to play in the second period. These two teams have been pretty well behaved tonight. Flames have yet to have a power play. Canadiens have had one and they didn't score on it, so the Flames 1-for-1 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL Cadillac, where eligible Costco members get Costco member pricing plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2021 Cadillac XT4, XT5, and XT6. That offer ends April 30th. Here's Anderson whining and firing a shot, and Allen with Lucic right in his kitchen, kind of falling backwards, reaches out and grabs the puck with his glove, and he'll hold on.
Flames have done a really nice job so far throughout the entire night of getting bodies towards the net and making life difficult for Jake Allen. The Giordano goal, Allen didn't see. This time Anderson from the right point takes the shot. Lucic right in front as he was battling with Shea Weber. If you're going to take low percentage, quote-unquote low percentage shots from the point, you want to get traffic, and the Flames have done a really nice job of that tonight.
Well, that's a good guy to get traffic for you. The big man, Lucic with a shot, blockered away by Allen. Puck back to Lucic, who plays it right point to Tanev. He'll shovel it in behind the Canadiens' net. And now a high stick. Nordstrom just got a stick in the face from Ouellette. Could be a penalty call coming up here. Puck can be on the Canadiens' net. Lucic gets dumped by Romanov. Is working up the left wing side. Obviously, no call coming. Again, one of the challenges of trying to call a game using the same television feed that you've got at home. Here's Anderson trying a shot that gets blocked. And now Backlund will pick the puck up and skate it across center. Backlund, and up the right wing boards, takes a hit. Backhands the puck in behind the net. Lucic in there on the forecheck. Beat to the puck by Romanov. And they'll slide it up to center to Anderson, who spins and fires it in behind the Flames net. Josh Anderson had 9 goals and 11 points in his first 13 games as a member of the Canadiens, but only 6 goals and 10 points in the last 24. So he's cooled off a little bit. Still a pretty good player. He scored a big goal for his team on Monday night in that 4-2 victory over the Maple Leafs. Got the game winner. Stowe will shovel the puck in behind Allen's net. Edmondson moves it up the near boards. Byron can't clear it. Kotkaniemi is going to chop it out to center ice. Now, catch up to the puck inside of the Flames' blue line and leave it right point for Petrie, who tries a shot, but it's off a stick. And the puck deflects over the glass and out of play with 2:04 left in the second period. Calgary out shooting Montreal 24-17, and the Flames leading the Canadiens 2-1. Hey, Sportsnet 960s, got your sound effects ready here, Pat? Backyard Blowout is here. Tune into Sportsnet 960 The Fan weekdays and listen for the Flames' goal horn. When you hear it, text in the keyword along with your name to 960-960 for a chance to win one of 3 great grand prizes. A backyard rental package from Green Drop, a backyard relaxation package from Paradise Bay Home Leisure, or a backyard entertainment package from Wild Rose Brewery. Plus, every weekday, we'll randomly choose one lucky texter who win a date night out at Landmark Cinemas. For more information on our Backyard Blowout contest, very well done, Pat. Visit sportsnet.ca/960 and click on contests. Canadiens win an offensive zone draw. Here's Corey Perry. Takes it in behind the net. Walks into the far corner. Slides it down low to Lekkonen. Lekkonen gives the puck to Stahl. He moves it up the near boards to Kulak, pinching into the play. It's knocked out of the ice by Ryan and Levo, though. As the puck spurts out in front of the net to Tanev. Tanev will slide it up the right wing boards to Richie, who plays the puck in behind the Canadiens' net as the Flames start to change. Richie in there on the forecheck. Can't catch up to the puck as it's sent out to center ice ahead to Eric Stahl. A 12-time 20-goal, 6-time 30-goal, and 3-time 40-goal scorer. What a career he's had. Had 19 goals in 66 games with Wild last season. Has 4 goals in 38 games with the Sabres and the Canadiens this season. A nice pickup by Marc Bergevin before the trade deadline. Mangiapane trying a shot. Doesn't make it to the Canadiens' net. Puck gets cleared out to center. Anderson takes down Dano. We've got a penalty call coming up here, and it's going to be on, I believe, Rasmus Anderson. And the Flames are going to be shorthanded for the second time tonight. So up one on the scoreboard. The Flames will be down one on the ice with 1 minute remaining in period number 2. So a great chance for the Canadiens to tie this hockey game up as Rasmus Anderson takes his second minor penalty of the hockey game, Pat.
Interference is the call this time. Puck battle. Philippe Deneau had the was racing for a puck right in that referee's crease. Anderson rubs him out on the boards, probably about 5 feet from the puck. It's been a pretty tightly called game. Anderson's shaking his head. That was a borderline one, but by the rule of the law, that's an interference call. Habs the power play.
Canadiens for the offensive zone. Draw the Flames on the penalty kill. Powered by GSL Cadillac is Kotkaniemi. As it far half-boards, you'll back it up to the blue line to Petrie left point. Petrie winds and fires a shot. That one gets blocked by Giordano, and the Flames' captain will clear the puck down the ice.
Habs only had one shot on their last power play as Calgary killed that one off in the first period.
Here comes Petrie. They'll leave the puck behind for Tatar, who slides it up the left wing side, but his pass to Kotkaniemi is smartly broken up by Ryan, and now Nordstrom will grab it and swing it up the right wing side to Ryan. He steps it and shoots and fires it right over top of Allen's net. Now Ryan's going to catch up to the puck in the far corner for the Flames. Ryan centers it, Nordstrom right out in front, tripped up as he tries to shoot, and the Flames want a penalty call, and I don't blame them, as the Canadiens have yet to take a penalty tonight, and they take away a scoring chance there from Joakim Nordstrom. I'm sorry, Pat, but that has to be called.
Puck into the stick into the skates of Nordstrom. could hear the Flames yelling for a penalty from the bench, but it does not look like they're going to get one.
Wow.
Jeff Petrie skates the bench unscathed, and still 72 seconds left on this Habs power play, 12 seconds left in the period with an offensive zone faceoff for Calgary on the PK.
To me, that was way more obvious than the penalty that Anderson just took. Petrie gets away with one. A few seconds will come off the clock in the second period. And the Flames in good shape in the first of back-to-back games against the Canadiens on the road at Bell Centre in Montreal. Three goals in this game, all scored by defensemen. Two by current Flames defensemen and one by a former Flames defenseman. Noah Hanifin made it 1-0 Calgary with his fourth of the season in the first. Mark Giordano making it 2-0 Flames with his eighth of the season early in the second. And then former Flame and current Canadian Brett Kulak scores his first goal in, well, forever. His first goal in 36 games this season. His first goal in 96 games dating back to March 28th of 2019. And that's a big goal for the Habs, who cut their deficit in half, but it's still Calgary 2 and Montreal 1 following 40 minutes. And well, the Flames in a good spot here, Pat. They need the 2 points that are on the table tonight, and they'll take a lead to the third period. They've been almost perfect when leading following 40 minutes this season. The Flames, with a very impressive record, went ahead following 40 minutes of play, as they are 15-1-0. As for the Canadiens, a team that's been ahead more than they've been behind this season, they are 2-9-2 when behind through two periods of play. So we'll see what happens in period number three at Bell Centre in Montreal. But before that, Pat Steinberg is standing by, and Brent Cron will join him coming up in our second intermission. Again, Hanifin and Giordano have scored for Calgary, Kulak for Montreal, and following 40 minutes in La Belle-Provence, it is the Flames 2 and the Canadiens 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary's only all-sports radio has the best insiders and the big names you need to hear from every day. Catch them all over Boomer in the Morning and The Big Show.
No matter your sport, we have the guests that bring it on the Mighty 960. And they all appear on the guest hotline brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar.
Open for takeout and delivery. When you're tired of cooking, call 403-248-3344. Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
On the air, online, on the Sportsnet app, and always on your smart speaker.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames led by one after 20. They lead by one after 40. It's now 2-1 Calgary in Montreal after two periods of play, as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the second period scoring summary. Flames have the only goal of the first period. Noah Hanifin scored it, his fourth of the season. Hanifin from Michael Backlund came at 3:58 of period number one, and the Flames took a 1-0 lead into the first intermission. And Calgary came out flying to start the second period. Already one defenseman with a goal tonight, and in the first 30 seconds of the second period, another defenseman gets in on the act.
Puck back to the left, point to Giordano. Slides it across to Tanev, gets it back, winds, fires, and scores! An absolute howitzer off the stick of the captain, Mark Giordano. And just 29 seconds into the second, it is 2-0 Flames.
Number 8 on the season for the captain, Mark Giordano, from Chris Tanev and Elias Lindholm at the 29-second mark. Flames with a two-goal lead. They've been pretty solid, pretty locked down. Not a ton of mistakes from Calgary tonight. They do make one on a weird line change in the middle stages of the second period, and a former Flame takes advantage.
Here come the Canadians the other way. Kulak leads the charge. Kulak busting in, shoots and scores. Former Flames defenseman Brett Kulak scores his first goal in 36 games this season and first goal in 96 games dating back to March 28th of 2019 with a beautiful end-to-end rush. And he gets the Canadians on the scoreboard. They've cut the Flames lead in half to 2-1.
Nice individual effort for Kulak, who has his first of the year. Jonathan Drouin and Josh Anderson, the assists at 10:55. And that's why this game is a one-goal lead once again for Calgary, as they lead 2-1 after two. Flames outshoot the Habs 13-10 in the second. Shots are now 25-18 Flames after 40 minutes of play. Calgary still looking for their first power play of the game. Montreal did not get a second period power play. They will have a minute of power play time, however, to start the third period. So that'll be where the power play is charged. Montreal's 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. And it's 2-1 Flames after 40 minutes of play. That's your second period summary. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Red Tag days are on. Get 0% financing on every Toyota, plus no payments until January 2022. OAC under the red Toyota Tower of Power, South Point Toyota. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Want to be certain your reno goes right? Start with pro materials with CertainTeed Drywall. In fire-resistant, water-resistant, super durable, or soundproof. And top-quality insulation. Ceiling systems, premium shingles, and siding. Do it right with professional-grade building materials. Head to Lowe's or Rona and choose CertainTeed. Pro all the way.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames up 2-1 on Montreal after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Brett Kulak has the only goal for Montreal. Mark Giordano and Noah Hanifin, the two goals for Calgary. All blue liners getting on it tonight. Let's check in with Noah Hanifin. He's in conversation with Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas right now.
Well, Noah, back-to-backs are never easy, especially in a season like this one. How have you managed to keep your energy up through two periods tonight?
I think we just got to use our depth. You know, we got to roll four lines and all 6D. You know, got to step up and play well. It's a tough schedule, but this is a huge game for us in the hunt for the playoff race. So everyone just got to, you know, set up their game a bit and have a big third.
I'm going to show you your goal here in the video board. Now from the first period, Gary Galley was very complimentary of the way you walked the blue line before letting it go. How often do you work on that part of your skill set?
Yeah, I mean, I think we work on it pretty much daily, every day at practice, you know, with our D coach. And, you know, it's a big part of the game. You know, for a defenseman, you get lanes and you get shots to the net. And, you know, fortunately, that was a good faceoff win by Bax and went in. But we just had to keep doing that and keep trying to create offense from the back end.
Really appreciate this, Noah. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Noah Hanifin in conversation with Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas after 40 minutes of play. He's one of Calgary's two goal scorers, and they lead Montreal 2-1 after two. Pat Steinberg and now Brent Cron along with you in the second intermission. Croner's with us as our special analyst today. And Brent, we talked last night in Calgary's 3-2 overtime win in Toronto and talked about that being a really good road period for Calgary, road win for Calgary. And so far through two periods tonight in Montreal, I would suggest another good road 40 minutes for the Flames.
For sure. You know, a very similar game to last night. Flames obviously got two goals there from their D-men. Point shots with screens. They're keeping it simple. Markstrom's making the saves he's supposed to make. And I could get a kick out of Darryl there. They showed him on the broadcast looking down at the D-side bench with that change with Rasmus Anderson on that goal by Kulak. And obviously, guys are alert. It was a bit of a mental lapse by the decor there, and you got a guy like Kulak coming in on a kind of a partial breakaway, and Markstrom's got no idea what this guy's going to do because he obviously is not known for his goal-scoring capabilities. So they're managed to sneak one in. It's 2-1 going to the third period on the road in Montreal. The Flames are in the driver's seat in this one. They've outshot the Canadiens. They've kind of controlled most of the play, and when the Flames have faltered, Markstrom's been there. So once again, through 40 minutes, the Flames have played a strong road game, and they've set themselves up really, really strong for the last 20 minutes.
And we talked about desperation in the pregame show, Cron, and I would suggest that, you know, there have been stretches where Montreal has looked okay, but of the teams that need to be desperate, and I know Montreal's got a nice lead in these standings, and they've got the games in hand and all of that, but the desperate team definitely looks like Calgary through two periods.
Yeah, well, they have to be. They have to be the more. If Montreal shows up tonight and they're the more desperate team, there's a big problem with the Flames. And so tonight they've outplayed Montreal. Montreal's kind of looked lethargic at times, and not disinterested might be a poor term, but they haven't been consistent in their effort. And you don't see that drive from them at the moment, that desperation. And so right now the Flames are playing the way they're supposed to play. They're doing what they can. They're trying to minimize opportunities. They're keeping the play simple for the most part. Tonight, so far through 40, Flames have outworked the Canadiens. They've done the simple things, the little things to get them wins. Mm-hmm. They got to be happy with themselves, but there's still 20 minutes left to play, and I'm sure the Montreal Canadiens know they have a lot more to give here in the third period, and a lot of those guys kind of have mailed it in here for 40 minutes, and the veteran leadership on that club with guys like Staal and Perry and Weber, and the list goes on. They know they have more, and they know that they can put the Flames away with a win tonight too.
We're talking about the Flames on a back-to-back. You've played plenty of you know, pretty busy stretches in the American League before when, you know, you're tired and there was a little bit of travel, not a lot last night. But is that something where the Flames might need to fight back in the third period and might need to fight against that fatigue?
For sure. Well, Pat, in the American League, we're still like junior. We play Friday, Saturday,
sometimes.
And Sunday. Back to back to back, and it's usually in about 2.5 days. So we grind it out down there up in the show where you know, it's geared towards guys performing every single night. When you play back to back, it's still very difficult. And it's easy to kind of give yourself a way out that it's, you know, you play two games in two nights. It's a bit of a grind, three games in four, all that kind of stuff. It kind of wears at you. But the Flames don't have that luxury to make excuses for themselves or operate with a crutch. They have to be professionals. They have to go out there and work. And no matter how many games they play in a short period of time, they got to show up and perform if they want to make it to the playoffs. And there's really no excuse for them at this point in time in the season for the gas tank to be empty.
This is where desperation absolutely needs to come in if you're the Flames. They've played urgently so far through these 40 minutes of play, but I would suggest, look, that's a good team on the other side. They're ahead of Calgary for a reason. If you're talking about the most desperate period of all, doesn't that have to be the third period for Calgary?
Yeah, and they can't let the Canadiens back in. They can't relax just simply because they're up 2-1. There's 20 minutes left to go. They cannot sit there and give the Canadiens any type of hope whatsoever. The Canadiens start the period on the power play, fresh sheet of ice. You know, everybody always says, too, it's easier to move the puck around with the fresh sheet of ice, and we'll see what happens. The Flames were in this position similar to last night, killing a four-minute man disadvantage there, and then they did it. And the Flames need to kind of dig in and be able to do that again here, right? It's up to them. They control their own destiny here right now. They just got to go out and worry about what they can do to contribute, and don't let the Canadiens back in. Don't give them a shred of hope, whether it's a big save or a block shot or a shorthanded goal or whatnot. The Flames need to dig in, dig deep, and keep giving themselves a chance every night.
Cronner, we will check back with you post-game. Brent Cron is our game analyst tonight. The Flames have a 2-1 lead on Montreal after 40 minutes of play. Hey, make sure to watch for the Flames Roundup twice a week online on Twitter, Facebook, and sportsnet.ca/960. Get your Flames highlights right to your device. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Bank digitally. It's simple, safe, and guaranteed. Goals from Hanifin and Giordano for Calgary, Kulak for Montreal, and it is 2-1 Flames in Montreal after 40 minutes of play. Your out-of-town scoreboard's coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
An important message from Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Cadillac has partnered with Costco. Eligible Costco members receive Costco member pricing, plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2021 Cadillac XT4, Cadillac XT5, and Cadillac XT6 models. Now's the time to get into a new Cadillac and fill it with all your Costco favorites. Offer ends April 30th. Visit CostcoAuto.ca for details. View our entire inventory at WolfCadillacCalgary.com.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames up 2-1 on Montreal after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time now for the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. One other game on the ice in the North Division tonight. It's been a low-scoring one. Nick Paul for Ottawa, Mark Scheifele for Winnipeg. 1-1 tie. Jets and Sens early in the third period. Midway through the second period in St. Louis, the struggling Blues trail the Colorado Avalanche by a 3-1 score. One final from earlier this afternoon. Minnesota continues to cement their spot for the fourth and final playoff spot in the West. They beat Arizona by a 5-2 score, and two more games still to come. Vegas on the road in Los Angeles. San Jose plays host to Anaheim. One of those games at 8, the other game is at 8:30. As for the Toronto Blue Jays, they were victorious this afternoon in Dunedin. Bo Bichette walks them off, bottom nine, solo home run. Blue Jays beat the Yankees by a 5-4 score, so they take the last two against New York and now hit the road. They're off to Kansas City, and they'll take on the Royals starting tomorrow night. We'll have game one of that series at 6 o'clock right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. That's your out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Transform your home into luxury living with Envision Custom Renovations. Featured on HGTV's Property Brothers with Jonathan and Drew Scott. You can trust Envision right from design to completion. Visit EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Montreal has 1 minute of power play time to start the third period. Calgary has a one-goal lead after 40 minutes of play. What happens in period number three? We will find out momentarily. Flames 2, Habs 1, third period play-by-play coming your way next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's back. It's good, it's local, and it's hockey. Boomer's Game Day Ritual goes before every Calgary Flames home game. You can't go to the game, but you sure can enjoy some amazing craft nachos, pizza, and poke. All from Madison's right in the heart of Inglewood. Listen and text in to win at 960-960. Answer the question Boom throws out, and you could win a $50 gift card. Support local with pickup and delivery of incredible craft nachos, pizza, and poke. Now with growlers from your favorite Inglewood breweries. Visit Madison's 1212. It's Boomer's Game Day Ritual, and it's only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your Sportsnet 960 The Fan backyard blowout code word is
sizzle.
The third period of Calgary Flames radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I don't think I'm overstating it by saying the biggest period of the season is coming up for the Flames, and you hope we are saying that a lot moving forward as they try to stay in the Stanley Cup playoff race, or depending on how you look at it, maybe get back into the fight for a playoff spot in the Scotia North Division. Came into this contest against the Canadiens 6 points behind the Habs, who also have three games in hand, and Flames just need to get a win. Got to start with one win and then go from there, and so far so good on goals by Noah Hanifin in the first and Mark Giordano in the second. Calgary had a 2-0 lead. Montreal gets one of those goals back. Former Flame Brett Kulak scores for the Canadiens to make it 2-1, and that is where we're at through two periods of play at Bell Centre in Montreal. In case you missed it, at the end of the second period, the Flames with a very good record when leading through two periods of play this season, almost perfect, 15-1-0. The Canadiens haven't been behind following 40 minutes all that often and haven't been very good when trailing through two periods. They are 2-9-2, so we'll see what happens in period number three of game number one of back-to-back between these two teams. It's also a back-to-back as far as the calendar is concerned for the Flames, who started a three-game road trip in Toronto last night with a thrilling 3-2 overtime victory over the Scotia North Division leading Maple Leafs, and that followed up a 5-0 shutout win over their provincial rival, the Oilers, last Saturday night. So the Flames trying to stretch their winning streak to a season-long three games against Canadiens team that snapped a three-game losing streak with a 4-2 victory over the Maple Leafs on Monday night. But they have dropped 3 of 4 and 3 straight head-to-head versus the Flames. So we'll see what happens in period number three as Flames try to inch a little closer to the Canadiens in the North Division standings. A regulation win would leave them 4 points behind the Habs. Are just about set to start the third period. As a matter of fact, the puck was just dropped in period number three. The Flames with their White retro jerseys on with red and yellow trim, moving from left to right on your radios. The Canadians with their bleu, blanc, and blue, rouge home jerseys on, moving from right to left. Let me try that again. Bleu, blanc, et rouge. How was that, Pat?
That was correct. The first one you said blue, white, and blue. Bleu, blanc, et rouge pour les Canadiens de Montréal.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami.
Big penalty kill. I know that Lou talks a lot about penalties split over periods. Flames get the benefit of that as Montreal gets 1 minute on the power play to start off period number three.
And Flames penalty kill powered by GSL Cadillac off to a good start. 1-for-1 in the game. And now 30 seconds away from making it 2-for-2 as Toffoli races in off the right wing side. Spins away from Giordano. Throws the puck behind the net. Up the near boards to Drouin. Durant just moves it into the far corner, but there's nobody there for the Canadiens, and Giordano is going to clear it down the ice again. Hard to believe that Jonathan Drouin, the third overall pick back in 2013, is goalless in 22 games, if you include tonight's contest, and only has 2 goals in 40 games this season. Here comes Tatar across the Flames line as the Canadiens' power play comes to an end, so another successful penalty kill for the Flames, 2-for-2. On the PK tonight, powered by GSL Cadillac, where eligible Costco members get Costco member pricing, plus a $500 Costco shop card on 2021 Cadillac XT4, XT5, and XT6. That offer ends on April 30th.
And Derek, the officials are talking over another penalty for Calgary. The Habs believe Calgary put this out of play and over the glass. They were screaming for it. The officials are conferring right now, and we'll see if it ends up going in Montreal's favor. The way Thomas Tatar is chirping, it doesn't look like it, but Montreal was hoping for another Flames penalty.
It was kind of a bang-bang play in front of Jacob Markstrom's net. I think Michael Stone would have been the guilty guy, but no penalty call coming up. As the Canadiens got an offensive zone draw, Armia trying to turn out in front of the net as the puck knocked off his stick. Now Anderson will give it to Monahan, who banks it off the boards to Mangiapane, and he'll leave it behind for Monahan, who steps it up the right wing side, stops, and moves it far side to Mangiapane, who gets all tangled up with Petrie as both guys crash down to the ice. And now Edmondson will pick the puck up. 2019 Stanley Cup champion as a member of the Blues will dump it into the Flames zone. Hanifin back to get it. Leaves it for Anderson. He scurries across center. Now the Canadiens' blue line. Anderson end to end. Rims the puck around to the far boards. And Palamaki off the bench will pick it up and knock it in behind the Canadiens' net. Here's Tkachuk. Far half boards to Lindholm. Back to Tkachuk in the corner. And now behind the net to Gaudreau. Gaudreau stick handling behind Allen's net. Looking for an open teammate in front. Spins away from Edmondson. And drops it. Palamaki shoots it. That shot goes off Petrie's stick and wide to the near corner. Johnny Gaudreau scoring the game-winning goal in overtime last night. Didn't take him long. Scored 36 seconds in to OT to get the Flames a 3-2 victory over the Maple Leafs. That was the 9th overtime goal of his career. Second most in franchise history. Only Sean Monahan has more with 11. Here comes Kotkaniemi with a shot that he sails over top of Markstrom's net. Puck will ricochet off the end boards and out. And now Kulak, who has the Habs' only goal, will slap it back in. Here's Giordano. Up the far side to Lucic, who can't clear it. Puck's held in by Lekkonen. But he gives it away to Nordstrom, who's going to speed up the right wing side into the Canadian zone. Nordstrom has it whacked off a stick by Drouin. Drouin will nudge it up the near boards to Kotkaniemi. Gives the puck to Byron, and the former Flame will drop it back to Weber. He lifts it up in the air and into the far corner. Canadiens backing off the change as Giordano grabs the puck and gives it to Lucic. He loses it. The backman finds it. And gets forced back into his own zone by Stahl. Backman will play it up the right wing side to Tanev, who skates it across center and shoots it in. Richie in there on the forecheck, digs it free for Levo, who tries to center to Ryan, who can't get a stick of the puck. Here comes Lekkonen up the left wing side to center. Plays it rink wide to Perry. Hanifin chops it off Perry's stick. It bounces behind the net. Lekkonen feeds it out in front. Stahl shoots. That shot tipped on the doorstep and kicked away by Markstrom. Wasn't a hard shot, but a tricky one as that puck got redirected before it got to the Flames goaltender. Here comes Lebo the other way, trying to feed it in front, but his pass misses Richie. Anderson will hold the puck in and shovel it in behind Allen's net. Edmondson grabs it, but can't clear it. Puck's held in by Ryan. Feeds it far corner to Levo. Levo with a shot right into the Canadian's crest to the front of Allen's jersey, and the goaltender lets the puck drop into his glove and will hold on for a stoppage. Early in period number three at Bell Centre in Montreal. Run goals by Noah Hanifin in the first and Mark Giordano in the second. Flames took a 2-0 lead before Brett Kulak scored his first goal in forever to make it 2-1, and that's still the score in period number three in La Belle Provence.
Shifts like that for Calgary, exactly what you want. Did they get any really high-quality scoring opportunities? Maybe not. Another ozone face-off, and they kept Montreal out of their zone. You know, the last time the Gaudreau line was out there, did the same thing. It's not like Gaudreau, Lindholm, and Tkachuk generated any great A's, but they spent time cycling. They kept Montreal in their own zone, and with a one-goal lead in this type of situation, that's important for the Flames in the third.
Faceoff coming up to Allen's right. Flames win that offensive zone faceoff. Here's Mangiapane. Tied up by Dano. He gives the puck to Monahan, who ends up lifting it over the glass and out of play. As we just passed the four-minute mark of period number three. Still Calgary 2 and Montreal 1. Rematch between these two teams coming up at Bell Centre on Friday afternoon. Early start time noted. 4 p.m. puck drop. How we're going to have a Friday night to ourselves. Well, you might be on the air hosting overtime until 2 or 3 in the morning.
9 o'clock at latest.
Faceoff cut off to Allen's right. Monahan wins another offensive zone draw. Back to Valimaki, who shoots and skips it wide of Allen's net. Petriol batted up the near boards. And now Armia back in the lineup after missing 8 games in COVID protocol. We'll dump it in beyond the Flames' net. Here's Monahan. Ahead to Mangiapane. Stick handles across the Canadiens' line. It's bumped off the puck by Armia, but it ends up bouncing behind the net. And Allen's going to give it to Edmondson, who dishes it off to Dano, and he'll slide the puck ahead to Armia, who skates it in. Armia moves it into the near corner. Valimaki grabs it, but can't clear it. Dano tries to center it, but his pass is intercepted by Mangiapane. He'll back it up to Tanev as both teams change as we reach the five-minute mark of the third period at Bell Centre, where it's still the Flames 2 and the Canadiens 1. Here's Giordano, who's got a goal tonight. Captain slides it up the right wing side to Tanev, but Toffoli picks his pocket, fires it across the ice, but Giordano jumps up, picks up the puck, takes a shot from Anderson, but happy before he dumps it in behind the Canadiens' net. Flames in there with a forecheck. Weber able to beat Gaudreau to the puck and clear it out to center. Tanev will take over and slide it up the right wing side to Tkachuk, who chips it past Kulak and in behind the Canadiens' net. Weber grabs it there. Works it up the right wing side to Anderson, who makes a dangerous pass up the middle, but Toffoli comes back to get the puck. Toffoli, who spent 5 seasons playing for Daryl Sutter as a member of the Kings and won a couple of Stanley Cups, will dump the puck in, but Anderson quickly plays it out, and now Lucic will skate it to the Canadiens' blue line and flip it in behind the net. Nordstrom and Lucic in there with a forecheck. Lucic digs it free for Nordstrom, plays the right point. Anderson with a shot that gets blocked in front. Ouellette got in the way of that one, and now Byron will chip the puck off the far boards and chase it into the Flames zone, but Nordstrom comes back and helps out defensively, preventing Byron from getting to the puck. Now a stretch pass to Backlund, who speeds in. Backlund shoots, and Allen makes what should have been a fairly routine save look a little more challenging than he probably should have.
Flames have done a nice job of making sure Montreal is one and done into their zone. Have started this period with a ton of urgency, but the Flames have kind of settled back in, and they seem to be very comfortable playing with this one goal lead right now.
By the way, congratulations to Michael Backlund on a couple of fronts. Had an assist on Noah Hanifin's 1-0 goal to stretch his point streak to 5 games. He's got 7 points during that stretch, 2 goals and 5 assists, and more importantly, congratulations to Backlund, who's playing in his 731st career game tonight, all with the Flames, of course, breaking a tie with Joel Otto for 6th most in franchise history. We'll run through that list when we come back. We're in period number 3 at Bell Centre in Montreal. Flames desperately need to pick up 2 points. So far, so good. They lead the Canadiens 2-1. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On your radios, streaming on any device, and always on your smart speaker. Check out the Sports Drive at 5 with Steinberg and Nault. The big stories of the day broken down, the big insiders, the big sports debates, all in 60 minutes. Kick it into drive. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Brought to you by South Trail Hyundai. Fall in love with low payments from 0% plus no payments for 3 months. Check out South Trail Hyundai. Calgary's home for the Flames and the NHL is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You know, driving my new Ford Escape has changed me.
Okay, how so?
Well, this available head-up display feature has really made me see things in a whole new way.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a street, I see a stage. Other cars, my fans!
What about that bird?
Sam, sometimes a pigeon is just a pigeon.
The 2021 Escape, built street smart. Now get 0% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months, plus no charge all-wheel drive on most new 2021 Escape models. Contact your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
I mentioned before the break that Michael Backlund has stretched his point streak to 5 games. He also has 9 points in his last 8 games, so he's been heating up offensively for the Flames. Also playing in his 731st career game with the Flames tonight, breaking a tie with Joel Otto for 6th most in franchise history, behind only Jerome Iginla, Mark Giordano, Robin Regier, Al MacInnis, and Theron Fleury. Not a bad list to be on if you're Michael Backlund. A little bit less than 14 minutes to play in the third period at Bell Centre in Montreal. The first of back-to-back games between the Flames and the team they're chasing for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division, the Canadiens. And it's Calgary 2 and Montreal 1. Here's Tkachuk, trying to work it out in front of Valens' net. It ends up bouncing up in the air and into the far corner. The road tries to pitchfork the puck back to the point, but his pass to Giordano is intercepted. Byron will move it up the left wing side to Drouin, who skips one in on Markstrom, and he had to be careful with that one hopper. And now we've got a penalty call coming up, and lots of pushing and shoving after the whistle. You can hear the referee, or maybe linesman, say, right now we've only got one. So basically warning the two teams not to do anything else to take another penalty. And we'll have to wait and see who this one's on.
I heard a bench scream. It's a cross-checking penalty. And let's take a look at it right here. So the puck goes, it hops in, and yes, I thought it was Byron with the late cross-check on Mark Giordano. Dangerous spot to do it. It wasn't a hard cross-check, but it's that spot when you're about 4 or 5 feet from the end boards, when you don't want to be making those cross-checks. It pushed Giordano off balance, and Calgary's got their first power play of the game.
See if they can regain a two-goal lead. Canadians win a defensive zone draw and immediately shoot the puck down the ice. On the power play this season, the Flames at 20.4%. That is 16th in the NHL, but they have scored a power play goal in back-to-back games. On the penalty kill, the Canadians at 76.7%, tied for 24th on the league. Flames start with their second unit. And Backlund ends up spinning at the blue line and putting himself offside. And something you and I were talking about off the air, and you actually chatted with Daryl Sutter about it on the air, the Flames switching up not only their forward lines a few games ago, but also their two power play units, and going from having three forwards and two defensemen on the second unit to having three forwards and two defensemen on the first unit. And seems to be working, Pat.
He really likes the idea of putting Giordano and Anderson together on this first power play unit, and then he has Backlund at the point on the second unit, and really likes the look that they've got there with him and Hanifin, and likes Monahan anchoring Dubé and Mangiapane. And really, Derek, they put the top two lines together on power plays and then kind of go with the different players at the point.
And that helps you 5-on-5 as well. When the power play comes to an end, you don't have to mix and match your lines. You can keep them together for the most part. Minute remaining in this power play, which is going nowhere fast, as Toffoli's going to skate the puck to center, get hit and spun down to the ice by Hanifin. That was pretty dramatic, as Noah Hanifin barely touched Tyler Toffoli and looked like he crashed after attempting a triple Lutz. Here's Giordano at the far side to Tkachuk. Flames get their first unit out there. Tkachuk will stick out across the Canadiens' blue line. Tkachuk gets squeezed off the puck by a pair of Canadians, but Anderson's able to hold it in right point for the Flames, but he gives it right to Romanov, who shoots it down the ice, and this power play has had a hard time just getting set up. 20 seconds remaining in the Canadiens' penalty. A little bit less than 11 and a half to play in the third period. It's Calgary 2, Montreal 1 at Bell Center. As Anderson's going to chase the puck in behind the Canadiens net. He's beaten there by Romanov, but Chuck will swoop in and pick up the puck for the Flames. Chuck has it whacked away, but it's held in left point. Here's Giordano. Across to Lindholm, who steps in and shoots. That shot gets blocked by Romanov, and now Lekkonen will take over. Spin, find an opening, and fire it down the ice. Byron trying to pick the pocket of Markstrom. Of course, Paul Byron, an excellent penalty killer with that speed of his, gets some pretty good chances shorthanded. What did he have, about 10 shorthanded breakaways that one season with the Flames and went 0 for 10?
Could not score on a breakaway. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah. It comes to Tatar as the Flames' power play. The first of the game is unsuccessful. Puck to the left point. Well, that was a shot blocked by Tanev. That one had to sting him. Took it off the inside of the left foot. Puck will ricochet back into the Canadian zone. Former Flames defenseman Brett Kulak has his first goal of the season. The Canadiens' only goal so far in this game as they still trail the Flames 2-1. Three goals, all by defensemen tonight, with Noah Hanifin and Mark Giordano scoring for the visiting team. Flames in on the forecheck. Lebo bumped down on the ice by Ouellette. Now Lebo digs it free and tries to play at right point, but his pass to Stone's picked off, and Anderson's going to pick the puck up and flip it in behind the Flames' net. Stone swings it up to the near side to Valimaki. Bounces it off Levo's stick and to the Canadiens' blue line. Pat, Darryl Sutter wasn't very happy with the third pairing, despite the fact that his team defeated the top team in the Scotia North Division, the Maple Leafs, 3-2 in overtime last night. I think that third pairing of Yusuf Alamaki and Michael Stone's been better tonight. Would you agree?
Yep, for sure. They've really been better on their details, and defensively they've been really strong tonight.
We'll take a timeout and come back with more of the third period and with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. The Flames on goals by Noah Hanifin and Mark Giordano lead the Canadiens, who have a goal from Brett Kulak. So two current Flames and one former Flame have scored in this game. It is Calgary 2 and Montreal 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
At Supreme, we offer you a genuine community experience. With over seven decades of serving fashions and making connections, Supreme is so much more than a clothing store. Come connect and feel the love in the heart of downtown Calgary.
Friday afternoons on The Big Show, Eric Francis stops by to talk Flames, the NHL, golf, and of course share some of the awesome stories he has covering sports in Calgary for nearly 30 years. Lock on Eric Francis Fridays to start your weekend. Brought to you by Hyatt Infinity. Lease the new 2022 QX55 for $299 semi-monthly with $4,995 down on Heritage Meadows Road on Luxury Lane. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the air, online, and streaming 24/7 on the Sportsnet app.
Calgary Flames hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Up on the scoreboard at Bell Center in Montreal, it is the Flames 2, the Canadiens 1 in period number 3. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Winnipeg Jets have scored three straight after falling down 1-0 early in the first. The Jets now lead the Ottawa Senators 3-1 late in period number 3 there. After 40 minutes of play, Colorado's got a 4-1 edge in St. Louis. One final score from this afternoon, Wild beat the Coyotes 5-2, and two more games still to come. Top of the hour, L.A. welcomes the Vegas Golden Knights. 8:30, it's San Jose and Anaheim.
Well, this season we partnered with ATB Financial. They bring us Flames Roundup highlights twice a week. Every Monday and Friday, Pat puts together Flames highlight packages that are available on Twitter, Facebook, and on our website, sportsnet.ca/960. Flames Roundup highlights brought to you by ATB Financial. Bank digitally. It's simple, safe, and guaranteed. Anderson able to take the puck away from Toffoli as he crosses the Flames blue line. And he'll shovel it down the ice, and Kotkaniemi will go back to get it. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, third overall pick in 2018. Had 8 points in 36 games last season. He's got 19 in 40 games this season, but he's goalless in his last 8 games, including this one. And goalless with 3 assists in 8 career games against the Flames. His long-distance shot is sent in on Jacob Markstrom off the stick of the aforementioned Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and the Flames goaltender will hold on.
Flames have done, as I mentioned a little earlier, a really nice job of just not allowing Montreal to get sustained zone time. They've made it very difficult on Montreal at the blue line as they have pressured the puck carrier and either forced them to dump it in and then won a puck battle or stripping it from them at the blue line. They've made it really hard for them to enter, and when they have entered, there's not been a lot of sustained zone time, a lot of one and done. Calgary in good position, making some smart decisions. That's what they need to do with a one-goal lead right now.
Chuck trying a Hail Mary pass to Gaudreau, but it falls incomplete as puck ends up out at center, and Giordano will slap it in behind the Canadiens' net with a little bit less than 9 minutes left, and Calgary leading Montreal 2-1 in this Scotia North Division showdown. Canadiens will dump it down the ice. Giordano back to get it. Gets there before Anderson. Moves it into the far corner. Tkachuk trying to fish it out of the feet of Staal. Does. Moves up the middle to Lindholm. Clears it out. And now Perry has his pocket picked by Gaudreau. Gaudreau steps in, shoots, and is stopped by Allen. A partial breakaway for Johnny Gaudreau, and Jake Allen makes his most important save of the hockey game. Here comes Petrie the other way. Petrie with a shot that he sails over top of Markstrom's net. Pop a ricochet off the boards and down the ice, and Kulak will hustle back to get it. Dubé in hot pursuit of him. Armia tripped up as he crosses his blue line. Still able to clear the puck to the Flames line where Dano steps up and picks it up. Tries to shoot. Good stick by Bellamacchi to knock the puck off the stick, though. The Flames will clear it out to center ice.
Great back check from Monahan as well to force that loose puck and not allow Montreal an opportunity to shoot.
A little bit less than 8 minutes to play in the third period at Bell Center. It's the Flames 2 and the Canadiens 1. Calgary trying to inch to within 4 points of Montreal for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division with a regulation win tonight. Mangiapane in the forecheck. Tries to center the puck, but his pass is broken up. And now Dano will leave it behind the net for Kulak. Slides it right wing side to Weber. Canadiens captain will clear it out. And now Anderson's going to slide it right back in. And Richie will go in there with a full head of steam on the forecheck. Ryan digging forward as well as Kulak falls on top of the puck. It pops out. Lebo steps towards the net. Lebo backhand scores! Josh Lebo steals the puck, walks out in front, and buries a backhand. He scores a big goal for the Flames, who take a 3-1 lead.
Really happy for that fourth line because they have worked hard all game long, and they worked hard for that goal. Josh Lebo has been noticeable all night long. He was very good last night in Toronto as well. So Brett Ritchie throws a hit, and that allows the Flames to start to get to work. Derek Ryan wins a puck battle right corner. Shea Weber gets stripped, and that allows Josh Lebo, who fights off Weber on the back track, to get a great backhander away. The one thing we've always known about Lebo, guy can shoot it. And that is a great finish from Josh Lebo to restore a two-goal lead. Huge goal for Calgary's number 27.
A little bit of breathing room for the Flames with 7 minutes left in the third period. They lead the Canadiens 3-1. Hockey for the Flames zone. Backman protecting it from Kotkaniemi. We'll leave it in behind the net for Hanifin. Bounces it off the far boards and down the ice. Nordstrom trying to beat out the icing call. Can't. As Anderson beats him across the hash marks. Josh Lebo hasn't scored a lot of goals. He's got 5 in the season now, but he scored some big goals for the Flames. 2 of his first 4 game goals, game winners. The game-winning goal in a 7-3 victory over the Senators back on March 4th. The game-winning goal in a 2-1 win versus the Canadiens on March 11th. And now an insurance goal for the Flames to give them a 3-1 lead in this game against the Habs tonight. Hanifin will skip the puck down the ice. This could be another icing call. Yes, it will be. Now 6:36 left in the third period. Well, the Flames have done an excellent job in front of Jacob Markstrom tonight. Hasn't had to make many grade A saves, but he's been there when they've needed him to. So might be a tough night to pick tonight's Shane Holmes save of the game. Build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes' Love It or Customize It philosophy. It's more affordable than you think. Visit ShaneHolmes.com, the better way to build. Here's Petrie with a slap shot from the left point. Gobbled up by the goaltender Markstrom, who will hold on. Clean faceoff win there. And Jeff Petrie gets a pretty good shot away. Trying to snap a 12-game goal to streak. He is tied for third in the NHL in goals by defenseman. He's got 11 on the season. Only the Oilers' Darnell Nurse with 13, and the Coyotes' Jacob Chychrun with 12 have more. There's a shot from Petrie. Blocked. Bounces into the near corner. Lindholm will give it to Tkachuk. Lifts it up in the air and out. And the Canadians will slide it back in. Jordana will take over. Captain bounces it off a stick at center. In behind Allen's net. Racing back to get it. Is Petrie. Flips it up the left wing side to Dano. Gets to the red line and drops it back to Petrie. And he'll lift it up in the air and into the flame zone where Tanev gloves it down. Tanev gives it to Giordano, who returns it to his defense partner. Tanev, with the Flames in the middle of making a line change, turns back into his own territory and drops the puck to Giordano. And the captain gets it across the blue line and slides left wing side to Mangiapane, who turns it over at center, reaches back, picks up the puck, and then plays it into the Canadian zone. Good recovery there by Andrew Mangiapane. Habs bump the puck in and chase it. Perry will pick it up in the far corner, but Monahan wrestles it away from him, and then Perry steals it back. Perry on the wraparound, but the puck rolls off the tip of his stick, and now Weber with a shot, and he whips it wide of the net. It bounces right out in front off the end boards, and the Canadians will hold it in. Here's Kulak. Steps it up the left wing side and leaves it behind for Perry. Perry takes a hit from Dubé as he goes down to his knees, and Flames still can't clear the puck out. Perry dives to hold it in for the Canadians. Durant tries to work it out in front. Puck bounces up the near boards to Kulak, who has the Canadians' only goal in this game. He'll drop it off to Perry. Top of the far circle. Weber with a shot that he slides wide of Markstrom's net. Flames need to make a change here. First, they have to get the puck out. Here's Durant up the right wing boards, but his pass handcuffs Perry right point. And Kulak, minus the stick, has to chase it back into his own zone. And he'll kick it out to center, not once, but twice. And now the Flames will bring it in. Here's Hanifin. Right wing side to Anderson. He centers it. Richie shoots, and it's loose in front. Richie, another shot, and he's stopped as Allen makes another big save. Play a little scrambling in the last couple of minutes at both ends of the ice. The Canadians get some good chances, and then the Flames get one or two of them as well. But the goaltender is standing tall, and with time winding down in period number three at Bell Center in Montreal, it is the Flames 3 and the Canadians 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
For 70 years, the Land Rover Defender has been the world's most legendary go-anywhere all-terrain machine. Awarded Motor Trend's 2021 SUV of the Year, the new Defender is the toughest and most capable Land Rover yet. For a limited time, lease select 2021 Land Rover Defender 110 models for $648 per month for 39 months with $6,999 down at 3.9%. Book your safe, contactless appointment today at your local Land Rover authorized retailer. Offers end April 30th. Land Rover, above and beyond.
We all know golf is a big deal on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet Nation just can't get enough of that little white ball. So, our very own Ryan Pinder talks golf Tuesdays at 9:25. It's the Speargrass Golf Show, where Pinder covers it all. The PGA Tour, the local scene, some playing tips, and much more. If you miss a show, don't go all tin cup on us and sink like 20 into the drink. You can still find out all you need to know at sportsnet.ca/960. The Speargrass Golf Show, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience. Find them at speargrass.ca. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
It is the Flames 3 and the Canadians 1 in period number 3 at Bell Centre in Montreal. And Johnny Gaudreau and the Flames and Tyler Toffoli and the Canadians are going to return to the ice at Bell Centre for the finale of this two-game miniseries on Friday afternoon. Live from the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge, Pat Steinberg will host Flames warm-up at 3. And then I'll take over with the call of the game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth at 4 Mountain Time. Flames trying to inch a little closer to the Canadians in the Scotia North Division standings. The gap is 6 points right now, but if Calgary holds on and wins this game in regulation time, they'll be 4 behind Montreal going into Friday's rematch. Locking behind Allen's net. Ryan in there digging forward in the forecheck. Tatar whacks it away from him and clears it up the near boards. Night out. Richie holds it in. Slides it down low to Ryan. He taps the puck into the far corner to Levo. Got the insurance goal. Levo tries to return it to Ryan, who eventually picks up the puck and then coughs it up, and Romanov will clear it out. He's making a change. Hannifin rags the puck a bit before giving it to his partner. Anderson moves it up the middle. Ahead to Nordstrom. He can't settle down the bouncing puck as Ouellette whacks it away from the Minot to center. Now Backlund steals it. And then Armia picks his pocket and slides it right wing side to Suzuki, who skates it in. It's Suzuki gets hit and knocked off the puck by Backlund as Lucic will scoop it up and slide it ahead to Nordstrom. He comes chugging it up the right wing boards, drops to Backlund. He'll play the puck in behind the net to Nordstrom again. Nordstrom has it whacked away by Toffoli. And the Flames are going to back off as Toffoli has some time and space. Actually make that Kulak. Drop it back to Weber. Whips the puck in behind the Flames net. And Stahl will chase after it. Suzuki in there as well, but it comes back to the left point to Toffoli, who holds it in at the line. Canadians have pulled their goaltender with just over 3 minutes left. Dominique Ducharme rolling the dice here with his team trailing by two.
They've got to get something going offensively. That's what this is all about, because they have not all third period long. It's been one and done, one and done. Maybe an extra skater will help them.
Flames have done a great job defensively, protecting and then building on what was a 2-1 lead following 40 minutes. Docking behind the Flames net, Hanifin moves it up the far boards to Gaudreau, who sends it out to center to Tkachuk. Tkachuk can't settle down the bouncing puck. He gets hit and knocked off of it by Drouin. Now Kotkaniemi moves it ahead to Toffoli, who flips it into the Flames zone. 2:40 left in the third period with the Canadians trailing by two. They've pulled their goaltender. And with Jake Gallen on the bench, they've got an extra attacker on the ice, so a 6-on-5 advantage as they try to make it a one-goal game again. Kotkaniemi will bounce it off Perry's stick and deep into the Flames zone. Anderson back to get it. Tries to move it to Hanifin. It ends up bouncing away from him. And now Anderson, not Rasmus, but Josh will take over behind the net and play at left point to Tatar. Tatar knocks it into the near corner to Dano. He slides it far side to Kotkaniemi. He'll play the puck right point to Weber. Works it in behind the net to Perry. Perry will settle it down and skate it into the near corner and play it behind his back to Dano behind the net. Dano spins away from Anderson. Banks it off the boards back to the right point, Weber. The one-touch pass to Kotkaniemi. It goes down low to Dano. He'll return the puck to Kotkaniemi, who plays the left point to Tatar with just under 2 minutes to go, but now a pass back to the blue line to Weber, comes across the line, and Gaudreau's going to grab the puck as the Canadians have to clear out on a delayed offside call. Gaudreau chopped off the puck by Anderson, recovers it in his own zone, backs it up to his goaltender, and Markstrom, calm, cool, and collected, and plays it up the far boards, and that ends up bouncing back to Tanev, who's going to lob it up in the air and out to center ice with 90 seconds left. Now Mangiapane steals it, shoots it, and just misses the empty Canadiens net. Just by about a foot with that shot from center ice.
Flames hate empty nets this year.
They certainly do. Gotta make it as difficult as possible, don't they? Tanev trying to clear the zone camp. Monahan will pick it up, take a shot at the empty net, and he scores! From his own blue line, Sean Monahan puts the puck in the empty Canadiens net. The Flames score another insurance goal, and they've got a 4-1 lead.
Monahan now with goals in back-to-back games. And, you know, this is a really solid effort all round for Calgary. And they have now not trailed for three consecutive games. They opened the scoring early tonight. They opened the scoring early last night. And they obviously opened the scoring in the second period on Saturday against Edmonton. Three straight games that they have gone without trailing. And that is huge for this group right now as they try to keep their season alive. And they finally scored an empty net.
We're into the final 60 seconds of the third period now. It's Calgary 4, Montreal 1. As Lekkonen falls, gets back to his feet and clears the puck out to center. Ahead to Kotkaniemi. He chips it past Stone. Lekkonen will pick it up and try to get it in deep. He can't. Comes back to Romanov, who knocks it behind the net. Kotkaniemi tries to bank it off the back of the goaltender, Markstrom. But that doesn't work as Hanifin will pick the puck up and lift it up in the air and down the ice. Allen back in the Canadiens' net with now 30 seconds left and his team trailing by three. Puck gets cleared out to center. Anderson will take it. Skated across the red line, and now the Canadiens' blue line. Anderson with a sharp-angle shot off Nordstrom's stick and wide of the Canadiens' net. Now 15 seconds left in the third period. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Romanov will back it up to Ouellette. Ouellette gives the puck to Romanov, and he knows the Canadiens don't have enough time. The final few seconds will come off the clock, and down go the Canadiens. The Flames win an important proverbial four-pointer. They skate to a 4-1 victory at Bell Centre in Montreal, and they cut the Habs' lead for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division down to 4 points.
And now all of a sudden that game coming up on Friday becomes that much more interesting. Hey, give the Flames credit. They've done all they can do. They've won the games in front of them, and now they have given themselves a little bit more belief. And as we talked about in the pregame show with Brent Cron, who will rejoin us here shortly, let's try and put a little seed of doubt. Flames have now won 4 of 5 against Montreal, all in regulation this season. This has been Calgary's best matchup. You know, they've had some other ones. Winnipeg has been not great for them. Ottawa has been awful. Edmonton hasn't been great. This has been Calgary's best matchup. They're now 4 for 5.
And the Flames stretch their winning streak to a season-long 3 for the third time in 2021. And it's been a really good stretch for Daryl Sutter's squad. A 5-0 victory over the Oilers last Saturday. A 3-2 overtime triumph over the Maple Leafs last night. And the Flames wrap up a back-to-back going from Toronto to Montreal with a convincing 4-1 victory over the Canadiens tonight. And again, Calgary now 4 points behind Montreal for the fourth and final playoff spot in the Scotia North Division. Well, it was a lot of fun to bring you this game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. And a reminder that red tag days are on. It's 0% financing on every Toyota, plus no payments until January 2022 OAC, under the red Toyota Tower of Power at South Point Toyota. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by, as is Brent Cron, who will rejoin us for the postgame show. It'll come to you live from the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge, as will the Overtime Call-In Show. That's what's coming up next. Once again, the final score from Bell Center in Montreal, the Flames defeat the Canadiens 4-1.